Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network as the Clearwater Threshers visit Tampa for the second and final time in the 2023 season to take on the Tarpons. Phillies versus Yankees in terms of major league affiliations, and one of the most evenly matched battles that the Threshers have had in the Florida State League this season. Welcome into the broadcast booth. My name is Josh Sperber. I'll be giving you the play-by-play for this series live from Steinbrenner Field here in Tampa. A couple of neighbors go into action today. Threshers coming off of their first series loss since the last time they faced the Tampa Tarpons in just about a month. July 18th was the end of that series, and the Tarpons took 4 out of 6 games. So an even 6-6 split between the two sides in the two series at home for the Threshers, and they won 4-2, the first time these two teams faced back in April back here at George Steinbrenner Field. But each team looking a whole lot more different since then. Threshers and Tarpons have had a whole bunch of call-ups to High A, and the Tarpons, a rash of them this week. Jared Cerna, who leaves as the league leader in home runs and RBIs, is up with Hudson Valley, so he won't be terrorizing the Threshers this week. He's got a couple of home runs against Clearwater already this season. 19 homers, 71 RBIs for Cerna, who started off the season with the Tampa Tarpons. Jesus Rodriguez has gotten called up as well. Augustine Ramirez has moved on to Double-A. So the Tampa Tarpons looking very different and trotting out some 2023 draft picks of the Yankees against the Threshers in their final series in this regular season. The Threshers have won 10 of 18 games against Tampa, but could not take the series against the Lakeland Flying Tigers last week. Just the third series that they've lost all year, 2 at home and 1 on the road. And of course, the other home series was a win by the Tampa Tarpons back in July. But on Sunday's game, the Threshers did not score first. The Tigers were the first team to score in just about every single game in that series last week, which they took 4-2. They put up 3 runs in the third inning, 2 of them coming on a home run by Mike Rothenberg. Then in the bottom of the third, the Threshers scratched back a couple. An Amarion Boyd RBI single scored Ricardo Rosario from second to get the Threshers on the board 3-1. But then Lakeland continued to extend their lead. 2 more runs in the fourth on a Christian Santana home run, and then another homer in the fifth after an RBI single by Abel Bastidas. Manuel Sequeira hit a 2-run shot that made it 8-1. Threshers had another one in the fifth inning. Jordan Disson got himself an RBI single. Only a couple of hits in the last series for Disson, but he drove in runs every time he connected with the baseball and put it in fair territory, and it got down for a hit. It was 8-2 after the fifth. Then in the sixth inning, Jordan Byers continued a hot series. 15th double of the year, drove in 2 and put the Threshers within half the score of the Flying Tigers at 8-4. But the last 3 innings remained scoreless. Threshers 10 hits but 4 runs. Flying Tigers winning 8-4 on 11 hits. 2 errors for the Threshers in that contest as well. 3 players for Clearwater with multi-hit games. Amarion Boyd went 2-for-5 with an RBI. Chad Castillo scored a run, walked, and went 2-for-3. And then, as I mentioned, Jordan Fires going 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs on the day. 4th time he has recorded a multi-RBI game during the 2023 season, matching his season high with 2 runs batted in. On the mound, 5 runs allowed by Estevenson Jimenez in 3 2/3. He took the loss. Braden Fosnot followed him up and allowed 3 runs. But Aberson Castellano was a bright spot in the pitching rotation. 3 shutout innings and 6 strikeouts. He pitched 2 games against Lakeland last week and struck out 6 batters in each of those contests. Castellano on a bit of a tear right now as he starts to get into his mid-season form, only beginning the season in June for the Threshers because of an injury that had him at the start of the year. Castellano began with the Threshers on June the 9th, right before they clinched the West Division in the first half. So the Threshers 2 straight they have lost. They have never lost more than 3 consecutive games on this season, and they've only done that twice. Looking to get a win to start things off against the Tampa Tarpons, unless Tampa makes a miraculous turnaround in the latter part of this second half of the season. This will be the last time these two teams meet. The Tarpons are currently 6 games out of first place in the second half, with the Threshers having the playoff spot already locked up. Tarpons would need to win the West in order to get themselves into the playoffs. But right now, Tampa just 2 games over 500 in the second half and 19-17, and the top of the West Division is loaded. Bradenton and Clearwater, 2 games behind the Flying Tigers, who are 25-11. Leading the West Division in the second half, Bradenton and the Threshers are each 23-13. Tampa in 4th at 6 games back, 19-17. And Dunedin and Fort Myers tied in last, 10 games back, 15-21 is their record. The entire East Division is under 500, with Jupiter leading Daytona and Palm Beach, who are both 15-19, by a game. Hammerheads are 17-19 in the second half of the season, and St. Lucie 6 games back at 11-25. Palm Beach is the first half champ of the East Division. So Jupiter trying to make sure that the entirety of the games at the home of the East Division champ in 2023 will be at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Would be a playoff series of no travel between the two West Division foes that share a stadium. The rest of the Florida State League matchups, Palm Beach has already gotten their game started, 2-0. They are leading the St. Lucie Mets in St. Lucie, and it is the bottom of the first inning. So 2 runs on a hit in the first for the Cardinals, and St. Lucie has a man up with 1 on and nobody out against Pete Hansen. Jupiter and Daytona has been postponed at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Dunedin and Lakeland in a big series for the Flying Tigers. Dunedin, the next home opponent of the Threshers. They'll be traveling to Clearwater next week, and you can purchase your tickets for those games or for the playoff games that have just been released at threshersbaseball.com/tickets. Make sure to sign up early, because especially those postseason tickets are going to go pretty quickly. Again, that's threshersbaseball.com/tickets. Bradenton, the other team that is really contending for the playoffs, they'll start at 7 o'clock. They visit the Mighty Muscles in Fort Myers. That game to start at 7 p.m. at Hammond Stadium. Fort Myers is the final home opponent of the regular season for the Threshers. That series beginning on August the 29th. Again, those tickets on sale as well, so threshersbaseball.com/tickets is the way to go. For the rest of the Phillies system, though, only the rookie ball games have been finished up with a split, or actually 2 losses for the DSL Phillies squad. Pirates Gold taking down Phillies Red 7-2, and then an eight inning final at the home of the Dominican Summer League Giants Black puts the Phillies White just 1 loss away from double digits. They're 34-9 in the Dominican Summer League season. So within the next year or two, those guys will be coming up to the Threshers. Might see Eduardo Tate as soon as next year, but obviously no one's going to know when those guys get called up until they are on the Threshers roster. But 4 Dominican Summer League All-Stars for the Phillies DSL squads brings a bright future from that sect of rookie ball. At the Complex League, it was another battle of the Yankees and Phillies affiliations. In the FCL battle, it was the Phillies that took the victory, 6-4 the score. The final over at the Carpenter Complex between the FCL Phillies and FCL Yankees. The Threshers hoping for a similar result in terms of a Phillies affiliate beating a Yankees affiliate, as the single A battle between these two teams is just about ready to commence. Clearwater has not played any team more than they have played the Tampa Tarpons so far this year. 3 series down, and this is the last one of the regular season. It will decide what has been one of the closest series for the Threshers among Florida State League teams, and they look to cement their final meeting of the regular season with another victory. Clearwater winning the last series between these two teams at home, 4-2. So the Threshers and Tarpons getting set to come out of their respective dugouts while we wait for that. An announcement that I'm sure you guys heard before the game got started, a big rehab assignment for the Clearwater Threshers. So let's take a look at those starting lineups. Amarion Boyd leading off and in left field. Christian Pache, the major league rehabber, acquired by the Phillies in March for minor league reliever Billy Sullivan. He'll bat second in play in center field. Justin Crawford, the DH, batting third. Ryan Rancone, the shortstop, the cleanup hitter. Felix Reyes hitting fifth and batting third and playing third. Willander Goyoff playing second and batting sixth. Jordan Bisson, the catcher, will hit seventh. Jordan Byers, the right fielder, hit 8, Jad Castile, the 9-hitter, playing at first base. We'll give you the rest of the lineups once the game starts, but right now, we'll take a quick pause to play our national anthem here at George Steinbrenner Field. Welcome back into the Threshers Broadcast Network. Clearwater and Tampa for the 19th time this season. 10 of the games have gone the way of the Threshers. 8 have gone in favor of the Tarpons. Clearwater winning the last two series between these two squads at Steinbrenner Field. That was back in April. The Threshers' first 6-game road stand of the series marked their second series victory. Each of their first two wins came on the road in terms of series. And the Threshers looking to continue their good momentum at the site of where their 13-game win streak started. The last game between these two sides came back on April the 23rd. Clearwater getting a 12-3 victory over the Tampa Tarpons, including a then-high 7-run inning. Back in the second of that game, Clearwater with a decisive victory to win that series the last time these two played here at George Steinbrenner Field. And now the Threshers look to get some momentum back. Two straight losses to start and end the series against Lakeland with two great victories in the middle of that, both coming from behind. And that's really where the Threshers played most of that last series against Lakeland, playing from behind. The Flying Tigers were the first team to score. The offense for Lakeland really did a good job against the Threshers pitching. And now the Threshers are trying to get themselves back on a winning foot against a team they have beaten 10 of 18 times they have played. Amarion Boyd will lead things off. Justin Lang is the starter for the Tarpons. He is one of the very few remnants of the roster that is still intact the last time these two teams played each other. First pitch to Boyd's a fastball inside, and we are underway with ball number one to the Threshers' leadoff man. Left fielder, 11th round pick in last year's draft, second in the league with 46 stolen bases. He takes a slider on the outside corner for a called strike one, and the count evens at 1-1. Now Lang winds, kicks, and deals. Fastball missing upstairs, and now the count is 2-1. Boyd on the season with an average of 270, a home run in 29 or beyond. Two on the pitch, fastball inside now, it's 3-1. Not a guy that you want to walk, especially to lead off a ball game. So it's a 3-1 to Boyd now, and Lang slowly settles in, and here's the pitch. 3-1 hit back in the air, flared out to right center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. A little bloop single for Omarion Boyd, but it'll get the job done as the Clearwater Threshers have their leadoff man on. So Boyd, the leadoff man, gets on for the Threshers, and now the big major league rehab assignment, Christian Pache getting his first at bat for the Threshers. He's already played 7 games in a rehab assignment. That was back in June. 2 for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, 5 for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Boyd's off to second. First pitch fastball misses upstairs. The throw to the right of the bag, and Boyd slides in underneath the tag of the second baseman. And he has stolen base number 47. It's a 1-0 count to Christian Pache, and he's already got a man in scoring position. Boyd on second base, so we'll give a rundown of the Threshers lineup with the leadoff man, a single and a steal already, and the number 2 hitter, Major League rehabber Christian Pache, acquired by the Phillies back in March. He's facing a 1-0 count with Justin Crawford on deck as the designated hitter and Brian Rincon, the cleanup man, in the hole. 5-hitter Felix Reyes will bat after Rincon. William Bergoya hits 6th, and Jordan Disson will bat 7th. Jordan Viers hitting 8th, and Chad Castillo hitting 9th for the Threshers as Pache avoids an inside slider from Justin Lang. 2-0 is the count. So Pache has not played a game. Well, he's not played a full game in a little over a month. Put on the injured list of the Phillies, Matt Taylor Aguilar in center and Garrett Martin in right field. 2-1 count to Crawford. Boyd taking a short lead off first base, or third base, excuse me, with one out in the first. Well upstairs on the heater, and now it's 3-1 to Justin Crawford. He leads the league in batting average this season. Coming off of a series where he hit a grand slam in the last at-bat that he came to the plate for his second career home run. Put the Threshers in two, or within two, but they ended up losing that game. This one's a line drive into center field. That's a base hit, and he will get 255 RBIs on the year. RBI knock from Justin Crawford scores Boyd easily from third, and the Threshers take an early 1-0 lead here in the first inning. Justin Crawford, a guy you can hit no matter where you put him in the lineup. And he is on first base. A dangerous base runner is Crawford with Rincon at the plate. Ground ball the other way to third. Bobbled on the transfer by Kiko Romero. And that's going to slide into left field. Crawford takes advantage and goes all the way to third on the error. Rincon will stay at first base. So it'll be an error by the third baseman, Romero, and Rincon is on the E5 with Crawford advancing to third. Runners on the corners, one out, and Felix Reyes coming up to the plate. Other Thresher on the cusp of 50 RBIs this season. Crawford, as I mentioned, 55 now. Reyes is at 50, tied for 8th in the Florida State League with Fort Myers' Rubel Cespedes. So one out and runners on the corner for the Threshers. They already lead 1-0. Reyes launches this one high into left field. Sprinting towards the line is Morales. He makes the catch. Crawford tagging for home. A good throw, but Crawford slides in safely for the second run of the ball game. RBI number 51 for Felix Reyes. And it is 2-0 Threshers with two outs in the first inning. Brian Rincon will tag in advance to second base. Second baseman, William Bergoya. So two gone, and a man on second for William Bergoya, who had a great series last week against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. He's a lefty going against the righty Lang, as the first pitch, breaking ball, missing outside. 1-0 is the count. Bergoya, 8 for 20 last series, a double, triple, and an RBI. 8 runs scored in 5 games against Lakeland. 1-0 the pitch, well inside on the slider, and now the count is 2-0. Too low of the count. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers with a good runner on second in Rincon. Bergoglio takes a breaking ball outside, and now it's 3-0. So Justin Lang unable to find the strike zone so far in his 18th start of the season. 1-3 record with a 4.57 ERA coming into this game. 51 walks, 110 strikeouts on the season, as a fastball is in there for a called strike. 3-1 is the count to Bergoglio. With Rincon on second, he's got 22 steals. He has been caught 9 times. 3-1, inside corner, called strike 2. So they count full to Bergoglio. Man on second base. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. Rincon, a short leadoff second, being held on by Escanilla. The pitch. Inside, ball 4, and the inning will continue. First walk of the ball game issued by Justin Lang, and Bergoglio will reach first base to put 2 on with 2 outs for the slugging catcher, Jordan Disson. 2-0 lead for the Threshers as their pitching coach will come out and have a chat with Justin Lang. Most of the infield will join them here, as the pitching coach, Gerardo Casadiego, comes out to the mound from the Tarpons' dugout. Jordan Disson will be the first hitter. And he will come up with Bergoglio on first and Rincon on second base. 2 outs in the inning, 2 runs in the game. The Threshers have them both here at the top of the first inning. Disson coming to the game after an RBI in his last contest. 3 RBIs in 3 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers last week. 2 RBIs on a double that tied up a game where the Threshers came back from 6-1 down back on Friday night. Disson drove in 2 to tie it with a double in the 6th inning. Now the first pitch to Disson, breaking ball over the plate but low, and that makes it a 1-0 count. 2 good runners on base. Bergoglio does have a steal on the season, and Rincon is on second after tagging and advancing a second base bag with Felix Reyes on his sac fly. Ground ball to short. Escanillo scoops it up, underhand flip to first, getting out before Bergoglio reaches the bag. 6-4 on the fielder's choice, and that ends the first inning. But the Clearwater Threshers getting the job done. 2 runs in the first inning against the Tampa Tarpons. Those 2 runs come on 2 hits with 1 error and 2 men left. The Threshers' first inning is over. We'll head to the bottom of the first inning with a 2-0 lead from the Threshers here at Steinbrenner Field.
The Red Fresh, all beef, gluten-free hot dogs, standing on Andrews in New York City for 55 years. Enjoy delicious the Red Beef hot dogs here at beautiful Steinbrenner Field at any of our concession stations. And enjoy them at home by purchasing at any of these grocery retailers. Public supermarkets, Walmart Supercenters, and TFS stores.
Giuseppe Velasquez making his third start for the Threshers and getting a good start to his start. 0-1 the count as Rock Riggio swings and misses at a breaking ball to lead off the game for the Tarpons. 2-0 after the first. Threshers in the lead with the Tarpons up to bat for the first time and two strikes on Rock Riggio. Breaking ball in the outside corner makes it an 0-2 count for one of the highest drafted players on the Yankees. That is with the Tarpons this week. 0-2 to Riggio, swing and a miss, and that is strike three. Welcome to Pro Baseball, Rock Riggio. His debut with the Tarpons for the fourth round pick of the Yankees, a three-pitch sea to start off the ball game. One gone. As the Threshers lead 2-0. And Garrett Martin, another draft pick in 2023, is coming up to the plate. Garrett, undrafted, but signed by the Yankees after the draft. He takes the first pitch, a breaking ball outside for ball number one. 2-0 lead for the Threshers. Rock Riggio led off with a strikeout. Now Garrett Martin is the number two hitter as we take you through the rest of the Tarpons lineup. Velasquez winds and deals. 1-0 pitch, cut on and missed on the curve, and the count evens at 1-1. Omar Martinez, who is now the active leader for the Tarpons in home runs this season, will at next. He is the number three hitter. Josh Moreland, another undrafted free agent signing, in the hole as the cleanup man. Curveball again catches the outside corner. Great pitch by Velasquez, and it's 1-2 to Garrett Martin. Kiko Romero batting fifth. Brenny Escanio batting sixth. Kobe Morales is the seventh hitter. Taylor Aguilar will hit eighth, and Dowry Arias rounds out the order for the Tarpons. Wave and a whiff, strike three, as Garrett Martin goes down swinging on a curveball by Giuseppe Velasquez. Two batters face, two strikeouts for Giuseppe. And Omar Martinez now coming up to the plate with two gone here in the first inning. We'll send the defense for the Threshers. Chad Castillo at first, William Bergoya at second, Brian Rincon at short, and Felix Reyes at third. First pitch inside, and that is ball number one to Omar Martinez to make it a 1-0 count. Jordan Disson, the catcher, battery mate of Giuseppe Velasquez for the Threshers. Omarion Boyd in left, Christian Pache in center, Jordan Viers at right. This one is hit out to first. Chad Castillo picks it up, and it's a 1-2-3 inning as he tags a bag ahead of the Tarpons catcher. So the Threshers send down the Tarpons 1, 2, and 3 in the first inning after putting up two in the top half of the frame. They lead it 2-0 as we head into the top of the second inning.
What family is chosen to use the Century State Sweet Burning? Please visit perfectbaseball.com for more information and to complete the submission form.
Eight, 9-1 leading off for the Threshers in the second. Justin Lang starting off the top of the second quickly, but the breaking ball misses outside, a 1-0 count to Jordan Viers. Viers, Castillo, and Boyd to lead off the second. after seven Threshers came up in the first and left with two runs. Up and in on the breaking ball, and now it is 2-0 to Jordan Byers, coming off of another really good game, 2-for-4 with two RBIs, driving in half of the Threshers' runs in the Sunday loss against Lakeland. Breaking ball inside again. Byers keeps the bat on his shoulder as it is quickly a 3-0 count. Lang, unable to find the strike zone consistently against the Threshers. 20 or 30 pitches with just 12 for strikes. Make that 31-13 as a get-me-over fastball makes it a 3-1 count and keeps the at-bat going against Jordan Byers. Now the 3-1 pitch. Upstairs fastball, ball number 4. That's the second walk of the ball game for Justin Lang and another leadoff man on for the Threshers. Byers going to first base. He's got 4 steals and 6 attempts this season. And Chad Castillo will come up to the plate for the Threshers. A guy who usually hits in the middle of the order, hitting 9th for Clearwater tonight. Castillo, another multi-hit performance for him. Went 2-for-3 with a walk and a run on Sunday as Byers has checked back to first base, but the throw pulls Moylan off the bag, so Byers will remain on first base. 4 steals and 6 attempts for Jordan. Chad Castillo coming in with a batting average just around 200 as he sends the first pitch high and foul back behind home plate. 0-1 the count to Castillo, the first baseman for the Threshers tonight. Up in the ballgame with a man on first, nobody out in the second, and the Threshers leading 2-0. Castillo, 206 hitter on the season with 7 homers, 25 RBIs, as he fouls another one back, 0-2. This time a fastball leaks back into the backstop, and it's an 0-2 count to Chad Castillo. Phillies win the first game of 2 against Washington, 8-4 in game number 1, with 2 to play just a bit later. 0-2 the count now to Castillo. Just one game play here at Steinbrenner Field as the fastball misses upstairs to make it 1-2. Threshers 67-34. Overall, they remain with the best record in all of single-A baseball. 3 wins from becoming the first team lower than triple-A to reach 70 on the season. Now it's a 1-2 count to Lang, and the pitch swing and a miss, and Castillo is struck out for the second K today by Justin Lang. One gone, and Amarion Boyd coming up to the plate. He scored the first run of the game back on Justin Crawford's RBI single. Boyd, a single, his 47th stolen base, and a run scored to start off his night. Byers, a short leadoff first. First pitch to Boyd's a curveball that lands on the outside corner for a called strike 1. Boyd was well ahead of the count for the entirety of his first at-bat, so a bit of a different approach as the account starts off 0-1. Now the pitch. High chopper over the head of the third baseman into left field. The ball knocks off the glove of Escanio, but that won't change much. Byers on second, Boyd on first with his second single of the day. 2-for-2 is Amarion Boyd, coming off of a 2-hit game on Sunday. Now does it again to start the Tampa series. So one out, and Christian Pache, a major league rehab assignment from the Philadelphia Phillies, will come up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Pache, initially signed by the Braves back in 2015 out of the Dominican Republic, playing in his third major league organization. Went to the Oakland A's in the Matt Olson deal back in 2022 as he takes a first pitch slider outside for ball number 1. Then he went from the A's to the Phillies for minor league right-hander Billy Sullivan back in March of this year. Lang looks at second. The 1-0 to Pache, hit on the ground, foul, bouncing into the Threshers' dugout. Count evens at 1-1. 24 years old is Pache. Has played already in the major leagues. Parts of 2 seasons with the Atlanta Braves. A full season in 2022 rather, with the A's, and 32 games with the Phillies beginning this year. Now it is a 1-1 count to Pache. He swings and misses as the fastball is tipped back into the catcher's mitt. So 1-2, the count to Lang. And the pitch. Hit back up the middle by Pache, fielded by the shortstop Escanio, but he bobbles it, and he picks it up, bobbles it on the transfer again. Ball went in and out of his glove as he tried to scoop it, and then dropped it as he tried to barehand it. So that's the second error of the game. Pache reaches on a fielder's choice, and Boyd to second base on the E6. So now the bases are loaded. One out for Justin Crawford, who has a grand slam already less than a week ago. Friday night back at BayCare Ballpark. Wednesday night back at BayCare Ballpark. He hit his first career grand slam and second career home run. Starts off this at bat with an 0-1 count. Pache on first, Boyd on second, Viers on third. Just great speed on the base pass for the Threshers and a dangerous hitter up at the plate. 0-1 up and in, and now the count evens at 1-1. A lineup switch for the Tarpons. Kiko Romero and Garrett Martin to switching places in the order. So it was Romero who struck out in the first, and Martin will come up second in the second inning. 1-1, swing and a miss. Crawford going through the breaking ball on the inside corner. It's a 1-2 count, as now he calls time on home plate. The rest of the lineup remains the same. Martin still in right field for the Tarpons. Romero still at third base. One, two, missing inside. Crawford bends out of the way of the indoor fastball, and it's a 2-2 count to the league's RBI leader. Justin Crawford. An average over 330 at 333, well clear of anyone else in the Florida State League that qualifies this season. 2-2, breaking ball, missing outside. Good eye by Crawford as the count goes full, 3-2. Nowhere to put Justin with Christian Pache over on first, Amarion Boyd on second, and Jordan Viers on third base. Bases loaded, one out, the pitch. Payoff inside, ball four, and that's the second RBI of the day for Justin Crawford. All batters advance one base with Jordan Viers scoring on the RBI walk but to Justin Crawford. It is 3-0 Threshers here in the second inning. Bases still loaded, and that'll bring up Brian Rincon, switch hitter who has 8 home runs on the year, 7 of them coming from the right side. Now it's Pache on second, flanked by Crawford on first, and Boyd on third. Fastball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Rincon, who reached on the first of two errors after a fielder's choice hit to the shortstop, Renny Escanio. Now it's a 1-0 count with one out in the inning. Now the pitch. Rincon, hard ground ball, foul down the first baseline. Count is 1-1. 3-0 to score. Threshers out in the lead with runs in each of the first two innings. 1-1 to Rincon. He's back set, as is Lang. Set from the first base side of the rubber. The righty deals. Rincon holds up the swing, but the appeal still says no. Umpires for today's contest, Connor Crowell behind home plate. Justin Crawford is on the base. Justin Hopkins. Is on the base paths. I'm sure that's not the first or last time they'll make that mistake. But anyway, 2-1 count to Rincon and the pitch. Fastball inside. Now it's 3-1. The Threshers on the verge of back-to-back bases loaded walks to equal their run total from the first inning with Felix Reyes up at the plate. Or on deck. Right up at the plate now is Brian Rincon, the left-handed switch hitter, now facing a 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four, and back-to-back bases-loaded walks balloon the Threshers' lead to 4-0. Pache to third, Boyd will come home and score, and Brian Rincon gets RBI number 44 as Justin Crawford moves to second, and the Threshers take a 4-0 lead. Gerardo Casadiego back out to the mound as another mound meeting commences. 20 minutes away from the start of the second game of the Phillies-Nationals doubleheader. Philly taking the first one 8-4. A couple homers from Kyle Schwarber with 5 RBIs, responsible for almost three-quarters of the Phillies' runs. And what a game that he had. So, Gerardo Casadiego will head back to the dugout. 4-0 lead for the Threshers with the bases still loaded. Pache on third, Crawford on second, and Rincon on first. Three runners with great speed on the base paths. One out here in the bottom or in the top of the second inning, and Felix Reyes up at the plate. No official at bat yet for Felix, but he already does have RBI number 51 on the season with a sacrifice fly back in the first inning that plated Justin Crawford. Now here's the first pitch to Reyes, flared high in the air, popped towards the foul line on first base. Running after it is Moylan. He bumps into the netting before the baseball can be caught. It'll be snagged by a fan and a souvenir, but just an 0-1 count to Felix Reyes. 51 RBI, second to only Justin Crawford on the team. And now seventh in the league. Bases loaded. Corners pinched in for the Tarpons with the first baseman Moylan on the infield grass. Popped up again foul down the first base side, and that will reach the seats a whole lot quicker as Moylan abandons his run before he reaches the foul line. 0-2 the count, one out, and two runs already across here in the top of the second inning. Threshers lead it 4-0 as Felix Reyes takes a step out of the batter's box before he gets himself back in. Bases loaded, one out, 0-2 the count to Reyes after two foul pops down the first base line. Justin Lang is set at the belt and the pitch. 0-2, cut on and missed, and that is strike three. So now another sacrifice is no longer in order with the second out of the inning on Felix Reyes. That'll bring up William Bergoglio, who walked in the first, which would be beneficial once again. As the bases are loaded. Rincon on first, Crawford on second, and Pache on third. 2 outs, 4-0 lead in the top of the second inning. Lang sets and deals. Hard line drive right to the right fielder. Drifting backwards is Martin. He makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Well hit by Bergoglio, but not enough to get another run home. But the Threshers do leave the bases loaded. However, they get a couple runs to come across on some bases loaded walks. Two runs for the Threshers, no hits, one error, and three left aboard. 4-0 the score. Threshers leading the Tarpons here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Nothing the lead for the Threshers. Bottom of the second here at Steinbrenner Field. And the first pitch in for a called strike to Josh Moylan. Moylan Martin and Escanio to lead off the second for the Tarpons after Giuseppe Velasquez struck out two of the first three batters he's seen. Already has a strike on Moylan, does not get a second as the breaking ball misses low and away. 1-1 count to Josh Boylan, no relation to Peter Moylan. Great pitcher for the Braves and Royals over a long major league career. Now the 1-1. Fastball just missing outside corner. Count 2-1. Moylan, currently the manager for the Melbourne Aces in the Australian Baseball League and also on the broadcast team for the Atlanta Braves. His longtime MLB team played about 10 of his 13 years in the major leagues with the Phillies' rival Atlanta Braves. Now it's a 2-2 count to Josh Moylan, who spiked a fastball into the netting to even the count. Two balls, two strikes, no outs, and a 4-0 lead for the Threshers in the bottom of the fourth inning. Velasquez sets the belt and deals. Curveball hit on the ground a second. Bergoglio scoops it up, but it hits off his wrist and rolls into right field. Not sure if that's going to be the first hit of the game for the Tarpons or the first error on the Threshers, and it will be an E4. So William Bergoglio hit with an error. So one on and nobody out. First base runner for the Tarpons here in the second inning as Martin sends one well foul down the right field line. 0-1 is the count. Throw back to first base, unsuccessful as Moylan slides in head first underneath the tag. So Moylan on first with nobody out in the second inning. East Carolina alum, signed by the Yankees back in the end of July. 0-1 the count, high fly ball down the right field line. Again fouled by Garrett Martin. And the count is 0-2. Martin, another Yankees draft pick. Another undrafted free agent by the Yankees. Right fielder. Waits the 0-2, holds up the swing. He did not go, says Justin Hopkins. And now the count is 1-2. Short lead off first by Moylan. 1-2 now. To Martin. Double play depth for the Threshers infield. Martin grounds one a short. This could be two. Rincon flipped to Bergoglio for one. On to first. Double play. What a twin killing combo the Threshers have in the middle of that infield. Bergoglio and Rincon so efficient to get the first two outs of this second inning on a 6-4-3 double play. So Bergoglio atones for his error. And Brenny Escanio, one of the few opening day roster members of this Tarpons team left, is up to the plate with two outs. Escanio, a switch hitter as well, hitting from the left-hand side and avoiding a breaking ball, keeping the bat on his shoulder to make the count 1-0. Escanio, 212 hitter on the year, and he awaits the 1-0. Fastball right down Main Street. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Two homers, 29 RBIs on the season for Escanio, a Zua native out of the Dominican Republic in his fourth year pro. 1-1, breaking ball, 2-1 as that one misses low and in. He has never been a midseason call-up. His first year in full-season ball after playing 50 games in the Dominican Summer League in 2021 and winning the Florida Complex League Championship with the Yankees back in 2022. Hard line drive just past the glove of Bergoglio, and there's the first hit of the day for the Tarpons. Brenny Escanio puts Tampa on the board hit-wise with a two-out knock, a single into right field. It's still 4-0 Threshers with two outs in the second inning. And that'll bring up Kobe Morales, the second high, actually the third highest 2023 draft pick playing today for the Tarpons, 18th rounder is Kobe Morales, a California native, 6'3", 225 pounds, and playing in left field today. He takes the pitch inside, the throw in, or not in time, as Disson, a really valiant effort on the back pit to get Escanillo back to first base. He has the only hit of the day for Tampa. Threshers up 4-0 with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Quick look by Velasquez over to Escanillo, and he throws the pickoff attempt to keep Brenny there. A back pick and a pickoff, and an 0-1 count for Kobe Morales, the left fielder in today's contest. 15 steals and 21 attempts for Escanillo, who takes a short lead off first, 0-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner, beautiful pitch on the slider from Velasquez, and now the count's 0-2. Two strikeouts on the day already, just one hit allowed. That just came up from Escanillo. 4-0 the Threshers lead, 3-1 in favor of Clearwater as well. Now the 0-2. Line drive on the ground, and that'll stay fair. Rolling into the corner, picked up by Fires. Escanillo will be held up at third base by Lino Diaz as Fires makes a great play to cut off a tough ball to read and hold it to a single for Kobe Morales. Escanillo on third, Morales on first with a two-out single, back-to-back hits, and Taylor Aguilar now up to the plate. So two gone, and Morales taking a short lead off first. First pitch to Aguilar, curveball settles in there for a called strike. Now the 0-1, fastball on the outside corner, 0-2. Runners on the corners, two outs. Velasquez has allowed two hits, both with two outs in this inning, trying to get himself out of the two-out jam. Now the 0-2, here comes. Breaking ball, just missing outside. Aguilar keeping the bat rested on his shoulder. One of the longest tenured members of the Tarpons in this season, Aguilar in his 190th at-bat of the year after being taken in the 15th round of the 2022 draft by the Yankees. 1-2, breaking ball low, count evens at 2-2. In his second year as a pro, Aguilar has played 55 games with the Tarpon, missing some due to injury, 5 homers, 21 RBIs, and a 169 batting average. Now he's got a 2-2 count on him with 2 on and 2 outs, and the Tarpons trailing by 4. Velasquez deals. Ground ball, foul down the first baseline. That'll land in the dugout of the Tarpons. We will stay at 2-2. On first base is Morales. Escanillo is on third. Two outs, two balls, two strikes to the number 8 hitter of the Tarpons. Velasquez deals. In the air out to second, right to Bergoya. He steps forward to make the catch on the soft line drive, and that ends the second inning. So the Tarpons get a pair of two-out hits, one error, and both men are left on base, but no runs to speak of yet for Tampa. Shutout continues through the first two innings for the Threshers. We head to the third next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Leading off for Clearwater, the catcher, Jordan Disson.
Disson sends the first pitch of the third inning out to right field. A couple steps in front of the track, it's Martin who makes the catch for the first out of the frame. Seven batters came up in the first inning. Eight came up in the second. The Threshers lead 4-0 with now one quick out in the third inning. Disson 0-for-2 after grounding into a fielder's choice to end the first inning. Now Jordan Fires comes up to a plate, a walk and a run already. This inning was the first where the Threshers have not allowed a run or have not put the leadoff man on. Now Viers led off last inning, takes a curveball low for ball number one. One out and a 4-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the third. The pitch fouled back into the netting and the count now even at 1-1. Actually 0-2 to Viers. Not the first pitch missed, but... So Viers takes the breaking ball low. Now it's a 2-1 count. A walk and a run in the first for the Viers. 2-11 hitter on the year. 5 homers, 22 RBIs. He swings and misses and an inside fastball. That will even the count at 2-2. And the 2-2. High fly ball down the left field line. Sprinting towards the foul part of the infield is Romero, but that ball reaching the seats to keep it at a 2-2 count. Long run former Romero, but he'll go back into the lefty shift where he's playing pretty much in the shortstop normal position with the shortstop Escanio playing up the middle as close as you can get via the new shift rules. 2-2 to Viers. Here's the pitch from Lang. Hit the other way, high and deep out to left field. If it's fair, it's trouble, but it just goes foul. Viers not far off from an opposite field home run. His first homer of the season came at this ballpark. And now... It's a 2-2 count still. One out, 4-0 lead here in the third as Viers takes a quick timeout amidst some chanting fans here at Steinbrenner Field. Now the 2-2. Called strike three, and Viers knew it. Breaking ball settles over the plate, and that is the third strikeout of the day, or sorry, the fourth strikeout of the day for Justin Lang. Threshers still lead 4-0, but there's two outs here in the third inning, and Chad Castillo, who had a strikeout in his last at-bat, trying to keep this inning alive and avoid the Threshers being sent down in order for the first time today. First pitch, grounder the other way to third. Picked up by Romero on the run. Skips and throws to first, and there is the final out of the third inning. So the Threshers go down in order 1, 2, and 3 for the first time in this ball game. They'll bring the top of the order up in the fourth, but the Tarpons will come back in between them. 4-0 Tampa, bottom of the third, coming out. Nice ovation from Dalrio Rios to start off the bottom of the third inning. Threshers leading 4-0 over the Tarpons, and Rios, Riggio, and Romero to start off the frame for the Tarpons. Giuseppe Velasquez remains on the hill. He sends a breaking ball over for a called first strike to Dalrio Rios. Designated hitter, 5 homers, 32 RBIs on the season for Rios with an average of .231 and a .660 OPS. He steps back into the left-handed batter's box against the righty Velasquez, who has 2 strikeouts and 2 hits allowed over the first 2 innings. 0-1 hit on a line out to first, fielded on a hop by Castillo. He sprints towards first, tags the bag for out number 1. Good play on a tough hop by Chad Castillo. And that is the first down of the third inning. So, the Tarpons have officially gone around the entire order here in the third inning. And Rock Riggio getting to the plate after a 3-pitch strikeout to start off not only the game, but his minor league and pro career. 4th rounder of the Yankees. And in this past year's draft, as he takes the first pitch for ball number 1. A whole lot of swinging strikes in that last at-bat. First 2 batters were struck out by Velasquez back in the first inning. And the number 2 hitter, Kiko Romero, is on deck for the Tarpons. Now the 1-0. Up and in as Biggio bends out of the way. The wayward breaking ball. 2 lows the count. Looks like a sizable fan club for Rock Riggio here on Tuesday night at Steinbrenner Field. Struck out in his first pro at-bat. And he takes a slider outside to make it 3-0. Riggio, the highest Yankee to debut for the Tarpons yet this season. As he takes the 4th pitch for ball number 4. 3-pitch strikeout in the first, a 4-pitch walk in the second in Rock Riggio's first 2 at bats at the single A level. Oklahoma State alum on first, and Kiko Romero, another draft pick by the Yankees in 2023, the 7th rounder up at the plate right now. Riggio is on first as he has a big lead towards the second base bag. Velasquez, keeping his focus on Romero, will deal, swing and a miss on the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Romero also struck out in the first inning, him on 4 pitches on a 1-2 count. Former Thresher Ranger Suarez has the ball in his hands, and he's ready to go for the Phillies. 8-4 in game number 1, and now the 2017 Thresher gets the ball for game number 2 in Suarez. 0-1 down to Romero. Velasquez kicks back to first base as Castillo applies the tag late to Rock Riggio. He is on first base with 1 out in the bottom of the third inning. Threshers lead it 4-0 against the Tampa Tarpons. Velasquez sets at the belt and deals. Fastball on the outside corner. Now the count is 1-1. Just missing on the heater from Velasquez. 1-1 the count, 1 out. And a short leadoff first by Riggio. He slowly extends towards second, and the throw back to first base gets by Chad Castillo, and Riggio will stay at the first base bag, so no error will be charged. William Bergoya did a good job on the backup to pick up the baseball very quickly before Castillo would be charged with the error. Now it's a 1-1 count to Kiko Romero, 1 on and 1 out. Double play potential for the Threshers. Brian Rincon has shifted up the middle with the left-handed hitting Romero up at the plate. Now the 1-1. Tap foul off the end of Kiko's bat, and the count is 1-2. Same count where Romero struck out on back in the first inning. Some soccer-style chants breaking out behind the Tarpons dugout as Riggio goes to second. He might have to go back. This one popped up deep into center field. Pache going back, and he makes the catch. Soft throw in will hit the cutoff man as Riggio back to first base safely. 2 outs after the F8 in the third. And now Omar Martinez will come up to the plate. The home run leader for both the Tarpons and the Florida State League will exit. Now the home run leader in the Florida State League is Omar Martinez. Active home active home run leader in Florida. 16 home runs on the season for Omar Martinez. Only Serna, now with the Hudson Valley Renegades, has more. First pitch to Martinez, a breaking ball that misses outside. 1-0 is the count. So Jared Serna will be playing playoff baseball. The Hudson Valley Renegades clinch the South Atlantic League North Division in the first half and are headed to postseason baseball. 1-0, fastball missing upstairs. 2-0, quick pop-up for Disson, but Riggio smartly stays on first base. 2-0 the count to Martinez. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Threshers lead it 4-0 with one on and two outs. Velasquez sets from the left-hand side of the rubber and the 2-0. Breaking ball flutters over the outside corner, but upstairs. Now it's 3-0. Let's see if Riggio will head to second again. He went on the swing from Romero that resulted in a flyout as Martinez attacks a 3-0 pitch and misses. 3-1 the count. He grounded out to Castillo to end the first inning in his last at-bat. Now he's got a man up. Three balls and one strike. Velasquez hanging in for the sign. He has it. Sets the ball up at the belt. Pitch clock down to single digits. 3-1. Fastball upstairs. That is the second walk of the inning by Giuseppe Velasquez. Riggio on to second. Romero on first. And for the second straight inning, the Tarpons have two base runners with two outs in the frame. Josh Moreland reached on an error back in the second. The first leadoff base runner for the Tarpons. He was quickly nullified on a double play induced by Garrett Martin. Now Moreland up with two good runners on, Riggio on second and Martinez on first base. Two outs, though, in the bottom of the third, and Threshers with a 4-0 victory, or lead. Breaking ball missing inside as a 1-0 count to Josh Moreland, undrafted free agent, making his debut in his first season. 3-for-10 in 2023, all of them starting with the Tampa Tarpons. One home run and two RBIs already in just his fourth pro game. 1-1 the count as the breaking ball lands on the inside corner to the left-handed hitting Moreland. Moreland undrafted out of East Carolina. On-base percentage of .462 through his first three pro games. Now the 1-1. Hit back up the middle. That's in for a base hit. Pache comes up with it, and being waved home is the runner on second. Wide throw. Well caught by Disson, but it's not enough as the run scores for the Tampa Tarpons. It's Rock Riggio who comes home on the RBI knock by Moreland. Third ribby of Moreland's career, and now it is a 4-1 ball game. The Tarpons on the board with 2-1. And two outs. Moreland on first, Martinez on second, and Garrett Martin now up at the plate. No mound visit for Velasquez. He got some rosin, and he is now set back on the mound. Two outs, two on. Martinez is on second, where he takes a short lead, a slightly larger lead at first for Josh Moreland. Velasquez deals. Curveball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Martin grounded into a double play in his last time up. Nullifying the first leadoff base runner for the Tarpons. They added two more hits in that inning, but did not score a run. They do have a run here in the third. This one hit high in the air, deep out to left field. Boyd sprinting back towards the track. The ball's off the wall. One run will score from third. Another one is being waved home. Martinez has scored and throws wide of the plate, so Moreland scores from first on the two RBI double. Just like that, the Tarpons back in the lead. Garrett Martin gets his first two-bagger, and the Tarpons now within one. 4-3 the score, as all of the Tarpons' action has come with two outs so far in this game, and that will prompt Matt Hockenberry to come up and have a chat with Giuseppe Velasquez. Jordan Disson at the mound as well on the visit, as now the tying run will be at the plate in front of Brenny Escanio, who has singled already today. Garrett Martin is on second, his first career double for the undrafted free agent in 2023. And now the home plate umpire, Connor Crowell, will come up to the mound to try and break up the mound visit. The Threshers have 4 runs on 3 hits. Tarpons have 3 runs on 4 hits, with all 3 coming here in this third inning. 2 gone. And Brenny Ascanio waiting to come up as the mound visit is over. Threshers pitching coach Matt Hockenberry will return to Clearwater's dugout. So right on left matchup, Ascanio, the switch hitter, hitting from the left-hand side. First pitch, hit in the air out to right field. Viers drifting towards the foul line. He makes the catch in straightaway right for the final out of the third inning. But the Tarpons get themselves on the board. They put up 3 runs in the third inning. 2 hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base. The tying runner stranded, but the Tarpons chip away. 4-3 the score. Threshers maintain the lead heading into the fourth inning.
Leading off for Clearwater, the left fielder number 23, Cameron Wolf.
Top of the fourth, top of the order for the Threshers. Marion Boyd leads things off. First pitch, soggy line drive out to short. One hopper by Ascanio. Boyd is out by a step over at first base as Ascanio gets the throw from the edge of the infield dirt just in time to retire Marion Boyd. Great play at shortstop by Ascanio, an unfortunate result for the Threshers. 1 gone here in the fourth inning. 4-3 lead for Clearwater as Boyd, retired for the first time, gives way to Christian Pasha. He's 0-for-2 on his rehab assignment. First pitch slider misses outside from Justin Lang. 1-0 the count to Pasha in his 8th rehab game of the season. Played 2 in Jersey Shore back in June. Now he takes one the other way, but it's still foul. Count 1-1. 2 games for Jersey Shore, had an RBI. And for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, he had a homer and 4 ribbies over 5 games in Allentown. 1-1, fastball missing upstairs. It's a 2-1 count to Pache, coming over from the A's and debuted with his 3rd major league team back in April. Now the 2-1. Pache tapped this one foul down the third baseline, 2-2. Debuted for the A's in 2020, played 2 games. Sorry, for the Braves, he debuted in 2020, played 2 games, and played 22 games for the eventual champion Atlanta Braves in 2021. 2-2, cut on a miss. There is strike 3. Pache has been spanned for the 2nd time today. 5th strikeout of the contest for Justin Lang, and the 2nd out of the 4th inning. Now another Justin Crawford, coming up to the plate for the Threshers, playing DH tonight with Christian Pache taking up center field in a very clogged position in the Phillies system. First pitch hit high in the air, well foul down the left field line. It's 0-1. Crawford has reached and ribbied twice. Two RBIs, one coming on a single in the first, the other on a bases loaded walk in the second inning. Now it's the fourth. He faces an 0-1. This one into the gap in right center field. That's a base hit. Going to go back far enough for Crawford to get the wave around to second base. Throw coming in, not in time, as Justin Crawford is on for the third straight at bat. A two-out double for Justin, and he is 2-for-2 on the day.
The shortstop, Brian Rincon.
That'll bring up Brian Rincon, who reached on an error in the first and walked in the second. That second inning walk extending his on-base streak. Now he's got a chance to extend his hit streak and bring in a run with Justin Crawford over on second base. As a throw not in time, Ascanio barely keeps that in the infield and keeps the runner on second base. Rincon, a 12-game on-base streak now. His hit streak is at 10 straight games and has lasted since July the 23rd. First pitch to Rincon, breaking ball missing inside. It's 1-0. He walked in a run in the second inning to extend that on-base streak. 11 walks now over his last 12 games. 1-0 now from Lang, who looks Crawford over at second base. He's being held on by the shortstop Ascanio. Rincon swings and misses at the breaking ball, and now the count is 1-1. Fielder's choice in the first, walk in the second. Now it's a 1-1. Low and inside, bouncing into the glove of Martinez is the fastball from Lang. And now it's 2-1. And a new ball going to the catcher, Omar Martinez. Rincon, 8 homers, 44 RBIs after the walk. On base percentage of .366 with a .230 average on the year. Now the 2-1. Hit on the ground at first, fielded by a pair of hops. No, it bounces off the glove of Moylan, and Rincon is safe at first base. Riggio threatening Crawford back to third. Keeps the ball in his glove, though, as the third error of the ball game extends this inning. Crawford on third. Rincon has reached on an error for the second time. And now there are two outs for the Threshers. Clearwater has scored in two of the three innings in this game so far. We're in the top of the fourth. Threshers lead it 4-3 as the catcher Omar Martinez calling out some signs to his infield. Two outs. Justin Lang remains on the mound. No sign of replacement from the Yankees bullpen. And now Felix Reyes coming up to the plate with runners on the corners and two gone. He's 0-for-1, but did drive in a run with a sacrifice fly. First pitch he sees is popped up, foul down the first base side, and that'll reach the concourse to make it an 0-1 count. 51 ribbies on the season for Felix Reyes. That is second on the Threshers team behind the man on third base. Justin Crawford has driven in 56 runs now on the season. 0-1 count to Reyes, who is now seventh in the league in runs batted in. Now the 0-1 hit the other way off the netting behind home plate, count 0-2. Reyes, 260 hitter on the year, 7 homers with those 50 RBIs. Now 51 after the sacrifice fly in the first. He's got Rincon on first base, Crawford on third, but an 0-2 count on him with 2 outs in the top of the fourth. Lang is set. 0-2 the pitch. Reyes hits this into the gap in right center field. High and deep. Martin on the track looking up. That ball's gone. Felix Reyes going oppo with the home run. A three-run blast makes it 7-3 Threshers. Taking an 0-2 pitch, Felix Reyes has homer number 8 on the year. And that clears the bases and puts the Threshers back up by 4. Rachel Balkovic wasting no time in pulling her starter Justin Lang from the ball game. He finished the game 3 2/3 innings. Allowed 5 hits to the Threshers, 7 runs with just 5 of them earned, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts, and he'll give way to a new reliever. So a new pitcher coming on for Tampa after the 3-run homer by Reyes. 2 outs in the 4th, Threshers lead 7-3.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. Now pitching for the Tampa Darkness, the right hander, number 26, Alex Bustamante.
A 3-run opposite field blast from Felix Reyes has this game at 7-3. Now William Bergoglio up at the plate with 2 outs in the 4th inning. And Alex Bustamante on the mound for the Tarpons. His first pitch of the ball game, a curveball in for a strike on the outside corner. Bustamante has played in every series against these Clearwater Threshers. 4-0 record with a 340 ERA in its 31st game of the season. Breaking ball missing low and inside and bouncing on the plate. And now the count is 1-1. 2 outs in the inning. Bustamante, who was signed as an undrafted free agent in 2022, in his 31st relief appearance, 45 innings of work, 21 runs allowed on 30 hits in those 45 frames. 30 walks and 49 strikeouts. 1-1 to Bergoglio. Hit the other way, but it's foul, bouncing into the Threshers' dugout. Count 1-2. Opponents hit under 200 against Bustamante, who is 5-0 on his career, with an opponent batting average of 183. Now the 1-2 to Bergoglio. The pitch. Breaking ball, bouncing into the glove of Martinez, even count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smaller lefty shift over for Bergoglio, with Romero playing at the shortstop side as the third baseman. The actual shortstop, Brenny Escanio, is playing up the middle on the shift line at second base. Now the 2-2 to Bergoglio as Bustamante deals. Hit back up the middle, no one there, and that's going to leak into right center field for a base hit. William Bergoglio, who had 8 hits in last week's series, gets his first against the Tampa Tarpons this week. He had a career-high 4-hit game against Tampa back in June, and now extends his on-base streak to 8 straight games, where he is 11 for his last 29. That'll bring up Jordan Disson with 2 outs. A good runner on first is Bergoglio, though he's been caught stealing 4 times. Fastball on the outside corner, a 1 the count to Disson, who is 0-2 on the day. 7-3 the lead for the Threshers. They're also out hitting the Tarpons 6-4, with the starter Justin Lang currently on the hook for the loss. 0-1 to Disson. Breaking ball on the outside corner, 0-2. 2 gone in the 4th, 3 runs across already, all courtesy of the Threshers' third baseman, Felix Reyes. Now it's 0-2, has some heckling going on. is Bergoglio, a short leadoff first, 0-2 to Disson. Bustamante deals. Disson hits it high and foul down the right field side. That's going to reach the seats. Count will stay 0-2. Disson, 253 hitter on the year, two homers, 28 RBIs. Hit the majority of those ribbies and half of the homers coming at BayCare Ballpark. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. Alex Bustamante gets a strikeout to end the fourth inning, finishing off the night for Justin Lang. But the Clearwater Threshers getting three big runs on a long ball by Felix Reyes. The Clearwater Threshers up 7-3 with one man stranded and three hits in the fourth inning. 7-3 the score. Threshers out in front. Bottom of the fourth coming up on the Threshers Broadcast Network. The count to Kobe Morales, bottom of the fourth inning. Threshers lead 4-3. Morales makes it 1-1 as he fouls away a fastball from Giuseppe Velasquez. Four-run lead for the Threshers after Tampa had the tying run on second in the third inning, and Felix Reyes bring the lead back up to four for the Threshers. 2-1 the count as the breaking ball misses upstairs to Morales, who was 1-for-1 on the day. Won the count. 7-3 the lead for Clearwater. They lead 6-4 in terms of hits. Tarpons 3-1 in terms of errors. Now the count is 3-1 as Disson gloves a fastball upstairs from Giuseppe Velasquez. Morales, 18th round pick in the 2023 draft by the Yankees. Now the count is full as the curveball gets over the center of the plate. Morales, drafted out of Washington. Payoff pitch, outside fastball, leadoff man on for the Tarpons for the first time since the second inning. First time a leadoff man has reached safely for Tampa, as Clearwater's lone error was committed in that second inning to allow Josh Moreland to reach base. He was shortly negated by a double play by Garrett Martin. Now it's Taylor Aguilar who the Threshers will try and goad into a double play. Bergoglio and Rincon pinched up the middle with Bergoglio. Shaded Torms is pretty regular depth against the left-handed hitting Taylor Aguilar. First pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner. It's a 0-1 count. He lined out directly to Bergoglio to end the second inning. in his first at bat. Now he faces an 0-1 count with Kobe Morales, who has the sliding mitt on his right hand. He slides into first base safely, ahead of the tag by Chad Castillo on the pickoff move. 0-1 count to Aguilar. Velasquez has now thrown 59 pitches and is ready for number 60. First 36 out of 59 for strikes. It'll stay that way as pitch number 60. This is outside on a 76-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 1-1 the count to Aguilar. 0-for-1 on the day. 5 homers, 21 RBIs on the season. Average, though, at 168, well below 200. 1-1 the count to Aguilar as Velasquez deals. Fastball, low and in, 2-1. New baseball for Giuseppe Velasquez. Doesn't look like any Threshers are warming up in the pen just yet in the bottom of the fourth inning, with Velasquez just getting over 60 pitches on the evening. 2-1 the count to Aguilar, and Velasquez deals. Fastball hit in the air out to left center field. Crawford sprinting back in front of the warning track. Looking up, that ball's going to hop over the wall for a ground rule double. Kobe Morales stops at third. Aguilar stops at second, with the second two-bagger of the afternoon for the Tampa Tarpons. That is their fifth hit of the ballgame, and they now have two on with nobody out. First time consecutive base runners have reached for Tampa when there are not two outs on the board, as Aguilar gives his guards to the first base coach. And now Dalmeir Rios comes up to the plate with two on and nobody out. A walk and a double started off this fourth inning. A four-run lead still for the Threshers. And Rios swings and fouls away the first pitch. 0-1 the count as Rios grounded out to Chad Castillo to lead off the third inning. He is 0-for-1. Now he faces the 0-1 with two on and nobody out. On third base, it's Morales. Second, it's Aguilar being held on by Rincon. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball fools Arias, and it's 0-2. Velasquez really trying to get after Downey right here. And Arias taking some time to adjust himself behind home plate. 0-2 the count. Two on, nobody out. Threshers up by four. Velasquez, a quick look at second. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball narrowly missing outside, and it's 1-2. Like the curve from Velasquez, Rios shook off. 1-2 the count. Velasquez snaps from the belt. He deals. Breaking ball again. This time it hits the outside corner. Called strike three. Velasquez throws the same pitch back-to-back, and second time's a charm as he gets his third strikeout of the game. Now the leadoff man back up for the Tarpons. He drew a one-out walk and ended up scoring Tampa's first run of the game in the third inning. Now has a chance to drive in some with two on and one out. First pitch to Rock Riggio is a breaking ball at the knees for a called strike one. Riggio struck out on three pitches back in the first, so if this at-bat goes like his other two, he will strike out once again. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss, fouling off the breaking pitch, and it's 0-2. He struck out on three pitches in the first, walked on four pitches in the third, one of the three strikeout victims of Giuseppe Velasquez. Riggio facing an 0-2 once again. Two on, one out, four-run lead for the Threshers. Velasquez looks in and deals. Breaking ball, just missing upstairs. Thought he had that one, and it's 1-2. Velasquez narrowly missed with a breaker on the 0-2 pitch against Arias. Came back with the exact same pitch in the exact same spot. We'll see if he goes for the same one, which would be a high curve. He does not. It's a fastball. High bouncer down the first baseline. This will score a run. Castillo's going to take it himself, and he tags the runner for the out. So Rock Riggio out on an unassisted grounder to first, but the run comes in from third. Kobe Morales scores to make it 7-5. Two outs in the inning on Riggio's first single A RBI, and now Kiko Romero would come up with a three-run deficit for the Tampa Tarpons. Score is now 7-4 after the RBI ground out by Riggio. And now there's two outs for Kiko Romero, who is 0-2. First pitch, breaking ball low, and it's 1-0. Some soccer-style chanters still loud and rowdy by the Tarpons' first base dugout. 1-0 to Romero. Fouled away off his own leg, and Romero hopping around after that ball sent back to the pitcher off his own body. One ball, one strike, two outs, one run already home for the Tarpons as they trail by 3-7-4. Man on third with two outs. That runner is Taylor Aguilar. 1-1. Inside, now it's 2-1. Breaking ball by Velasquez. Even up the pitch mix pretty well, but he is definitely preferring the breaking ball today to the Tampa Tarpons. And he has thrown north of 70 pitches now. 73 pitches with 43 for strikes. This one hit in the air out to center field. Short one for Crawford. Drifting into left center, he calls off the right fielder Viers and makes the catch for the final out of the fourth inning. But the Tarpons get themselves a run. One hit, no errors, and one man left for the Tampa Tarpons. The Threshers, though, take a 7-4 lead into the fifth. And come back. Jordan Viers leading off the fifth inning. Threshers leading 7-4. Alex Bustamante back out for his first inning of work, sending a breaking ball low and away to make it a 1-0 to Viers. A single and a strikeout, ending off the fourth for Bustamante. Now it is a 7-4 lead for the Threshers in the fifth. 1-0 to Viers. Hit in the air, out to right center field. Sprinting towards it is Aguilar, and he will end up with a baseball in his glove after Viers gets his second hit of the day. Leadoff single to start the fifth. Seventh hit of the day for the Threshers. Viers now 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Fifth inning gives the Threshers their first leadoff man since the second, when Viers led off with a walk. Now he is on first base with nobody out for Chad Castillo, and Bustamante has allowed two of the Threshers' seven hits. First pitch to Castillo, hit in the air, out to deep left field. Sprinting back on it is Morales. At the track, he makes the catch, almost colliding with the wall, and there is the first out in the fifth inning. We already saw an Apo Taco. That was from Felix Reyes, and weren't too far off from seeing another one from Chad Castillo. Good job by Morales to track that one down. Now the top of the order coming back up for the Threshers. One out in the fifth and a 7-4 lead for Clearwater. Marion Boyd is 2-for-3 on the day. 2 singles, 2 runs scored for the Threshers left fielder. He's got Byers, who has a short lead off of first, and one out. First pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner, 0-1. He was narrowly thrown out. Not too far off from getting his third consecutive hit, which would match his career high. 0-1 the count now to Boyd. One out and a man on first. Now the pitch. Boyd lets it go again. This time the slider misses low. Count even at 1-1. It's dog night here at Steinbrenner Field. Whole lot of pups enjoying this ball game today. 1-1 the count to Boyd. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. 1-2. Boyd keeping the ball off the bat on his shoulder. And the Threshers have another Beach Dogs night during the next series, August the 18th. You can bring your pups to the ballpark. You can also get an Alec Bohm bobblehead. More details at threshersbaseball.com on those promotions. 1-2, hit on the ground to third, fielded by the third baseman, just in fair territory. Romero sends it to first for the second out. So Boyd, 2 hits in his first 2 at-bats, 2 groundouts in his next 2. This one is productive, though, as Byers advances to second with 2 outs in the top of the 5th. That'll bring up Christian Pache, who reached on an error in the 2nd inning, but has struck out each of his other 2 times. So he's 0-for-3 in his first rehab stint with the Threshers. An injury-riddled year, but he has been a big part of the Phillies' outfield. A walk-off home run, go-ahead hits. He's been quite clutch for the Phillies in the 32 games he has played for his new team. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball to start off this at-bat, and it's 0-1. In his 4th at-bat of the ball game, you wonder how long he is going to be playing in the outfield for the Threshers. 0-1 down to Pache, Bustamante deals. This one is hit high the other way and foul onto the concourse on the first base side for an 0-2 count. He's been working in pretty deep counts. The fielder's choice he reached on was on a 1-2 count. Other than that, it's been 2-2 and 3-2. Now it's 0-2 with 2 outs here in the 5th. As Bustamante deals. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball low, 1-2. Byers is on second for the Threshers. 2 outs, 7-4 the lead. 7 hits for Clearwater, 5 for the Tarpons. 1-2 the count now to Bustamante. As Pache is set. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. There is strike 3. 2nd strikeout in a row for Christian Pache. Bustamante has his 2nd of the game. No runs for the Threshers, 1 hits, no errors, and 1 man left. We're at the halfway point of tonight's ball game. Threshers leading 7-4 over the Tarpons here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Fans, check out the Banner Key of the Tarpons Steinbrenner Field scoreboard. The Banner Key is your opportunity to place a personal message on the scoreboard, just like these. Welcome, PCL Construction. Welcome, South Tampa Chamber Young Professionals. And welcome to the Castello family. Welcome to the 2023 Tampa March Liberty Resort Celebration! If you have a special occasion coming up that you'd like to see your message in life, visit TarponsBaseball.com for more information. Thank you.
Florida State League Player of the Week, leading off the bottom of the fifth inning with the Tarpons trailing 7-4. Swing and a miss by Omar Martinez, left-handed hitter against a new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers. Danny Wilkinson, reigning Phillies Pitcher of the Month for July. 0-1 cut on and missed, and another nasty curveball by Wilkinson makes it 0-2 to Omar Martinez. One run allowed in the month of July for Danny Wilkinson on the Threshers' longest scoreless streak of the season currently. His last eight outings, he has not allowed a run. 16 shutout innings lasting since July the 3rd. Wild pitch on the slider bounces to the backstop, and it's a waste pitch as it's 1-2 now to the leadoff man and Omar Martinez. Wilkinson, 0.59 ERA and a 2-0 record in the month of July, 33 strikeouts and 6 hits to move him on to the K leaderboard in 2023. Now it's a 2-2 count as Martinez takes a fastball outside from Danny Wilkinson. So Wilkinson, 82 strikeouts before his last start, now 86, and he is 6th in the Florida State League. 3-2 on Martinez now has worked the count back full from an even 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now the 3-2, ball 4, as Martinez, the leadoff man, will reach on a leadoff walk. That'll bring up Josh Moylan, drove in the first run of the game for the Tarpons back in the third inning. 1-for-2 on the day with his first career RBI. Velasquez will not get a decision today. 4 innings pitched, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Season high for runs scored in an outing. Breaking ball by Wilkinson missing, and that's 5 straight misses now to make it a 1-0 count on Josh Moylan. Reached on an error in the second, quickly taken off base by a double play. Now the 1-0. Fastball diving below the zone, 2-0. Then singled and scored, also drove in a run back in the third. He's got Martinez on first, a 2-0 count on him, and a 7-4 lead against him, with the Threshers out in control as they've been all game. Breaking ball, low and away, 3-0. First 2 pitches over for strikes for Wilkinson, the next 7 have missed the zone. Martinez walked on a 3-2 count, now it's a 3-0. To Josh Moylan, and he is in danger to bringing up the tying run in Garrett Martin. 3-0 pitch, fastball outside, back-to-back walks to start off the fifth, and Danny Wilkinson's not. Jordan Disson is going to go and have a chat with Danny as Martinez moves to second, and Moylan strips the guards and heads to first with nobody out after 2 walks to start the fifth. That'll bring up Garrett Martin. Grounded into a double play in the second, but atoned with a double deuce of RBIs on a double back in the third inning. 2 ribbies on this season, the first 2 of his Tarpons career. As Martin now represents the tying run. 7-4 the score, 2 on, nobody out here in the fifth. And Wilkinson, a guy who has not usually allowed this many base runners in a game. He's just been so dominant of late. But the first 2 on, the first time we've seen that in quite a while from Danny Wilkinson. 9 straight balls now as the curveball misses to make it 1-0. Martinez on second, Moylan on first. Wilkinson deals. 1-0 hit high in the air. Could be playable behind home plate. Disson removes the mask. He's in the on-deck circle. He makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning on a foul pop-up to the catcher on the first base side. So Castillo will head back to first. He's going to be back up as a big first number out. Brings up Renny Escanio. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Singled in the second, but that was all he got. Flied out on the first pitch he saw to end the third inning. Double play potential for the Threshers as Escanio batting righty is a switch hitter. So that means Bergoglio is the one pinched up the middle and holding on the runner. Another high pop-up, this one down the first base side, closer to the bag. Castillo leans over the rail in the dugout of the Tarpons, and that ball reaches the seats to make it an 0-1 count. Young Pham getting the ball out in the right field seats. 0-1 to Escanio, who was 1-for-2 on the day. 214 hitter, 2 homers, 29 RBIs, and a 336 on base percentage for the middle infielder. Escanio switched off with Jared Cerna at short. Cerna taking most of the shortstop duties, and Escanio playing second. He is playing shortstop tonight and faces an 0-1 count. Wilkinson deals. Curveball, cut on and missed, and Escanio just could not find that one. 0-2 the count, as he will take a quick timeout. 1 out. Potential double play in the waiting for the Threshers. Halfway through this one, it's 7-4 Threshers who have yet to trail. Wilkinson, the 0-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Curveball drops off the mat, and Escanio goes for it. First K of the day for the Threshers. Reliever, fourth overall. For Velasquez in his start, and now Wilkinson gets the second out by way of the strikeout as he has retired back-to-back hitters from the Tampa Tarpons. That'll bring up Kobe Morales, who singled and walked in each of his last two at-bats. Did score a run in the fourth on the RBI ground out by Ron Riggio. Now the breaking ball misses outside. It's a 1-0 count to Morales, who was taken in the 18th round of the 2023 draft. He's got a man on second and first with a 1-0 count. Wilkinson deals. Fastball outside. Now it's 2-0. Morales represents the go-ahead run with two on, but two outs in the inning, making things a bit tougher for him. Martinez on second, Moylan on first. Now the 2-0 pitch. Fastball upstairs, 3-0. Morales, one walk already. Scored on that walk back in the fourth. Now he faces a 3-0 count with two on and two outs. Threshers' lead is 3. And the pitch. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 3-1. Single in the second on two strikes. A walk in the fourth, also on two strikes and a full count. Now it's 3-1. Now the pitch. Curveball over the heart of the plate. Count 3-2. Runners should be going with two outs. Two on, 3-2 count. Wilkinson deals. Runners go. Curveball called strike 3. Kobe Morales upset with himself as Wilkinson fools him with the bender, and back-to-back strikeouts punctuate the fifth inning. First two reach with a walk for the Tarpons. No errors, and both those runners left on base. No hits either in the sixth inning. Or in the fifth inning, so now we head to the sixth. Threshers 7, Tarpons 4 on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
off for Clearwater, the designated hitter, Justin Crawford.
3-4-5 up in the top of the sixth inning, which means Justin Crawford is leading off against Bustamante. First pitch, a push bunt down the third baseline. Charging quickly is Romero. Skip throw to first, and he gets Crawford in time for the first out of the sixth inning. Crawford had reached the first three at-bats. He has now been retired for the first time. Two runs scored, two RBIs through the first four ABs for Justin. And last year's first-round pick will head back to the dugout with one out in the sixth inning. Ryan Rincon reached on an error and scored in the fourth. 7-4 the lead as Rincon came around on a Reyes home run. Reyes is on deck. First pitch to Rincon, fastball well outside, 1-0. Fielder's choice in the first, walk in the second with the RBI coming with the bases loaded. And then a run scored on a home run after reaching on an error by first baseman Moylan in the last inning. 1-0, breaking ball, bouncing low, and now it is 2-0. Bustamante still in for the Tarpons. Two hits allowed in an inning and two-thirds with two strikeouts. He has yet to allow a run. Now here's the 2-0. Breaking ball inside, 3-0. I don't know why those chanting fans over at first singing the national anthem right now. I feel like I should be standing up. 3-0 to Rincon. Breaking ball over the plate, and it's 3-1. 7-4 the score. Threshers also out hitting the Tarpon, 7-5. Three errors for Tampa, just one for the Threshers. 3-1 the count and the pitch. Breaking ball, bouncing into the glove of Martinez, and Brian Rincon will reach for the second time with a walk. He's walked twice and then reached unsafely the other two times. Each time Rincon has walked, a run has scored. He drove in a run on the bases loaded walk in the second inning, and now he is on first base. That'll bring up Felix Reyes, who has four runs come in already, tying his season high. That took place when he hit his grand slam back in May. Fastball missing outside. No, it catches the corner. The back pick, though, missing the first base back. Reyes, four times this season, six in his career, he has driven in four runs. And he has done so already today. Sack fly and a three-run blast. He is 1-for-2 on the day. 0-1. Missing outside, 1-1. Rincon on first. He's got 22 stolen bases in 31 attempts this season. He takes a short lead off the first base bag with Bustamante remaining on the mound. 1-1 count to Reyes. Bustamante deals. Rincon goes for second. The pitch leaks behind the catcher, and Rincon, already sliding into second, will stay at second base on the stolen base. 2-1 count to Reyes, 23rd swipe of the season by Brian Rincon. So Rincon in scoring position, one out and a 2-1 count to Reyes. Bustamante sets at the belt, looks back at second base, back of the ball in the mitt, and the 2-1. Again, high and deep, this time out to left field by Reyes, but it'll settle up right in front of the track for Morales. And I don't even know where that ball went. Looks like it went foul as Reyes thought it was a home run. Must have been a ground rule double. Honestly, I just completely lost that ball. So that's five RBIs now for Felix Reyes. Rincon scores from second on the ground rule double. And it's 8-4 Threshers. Five ribbies tying the season high by a Thresher. And Reyes replaces Rincon on second. Bergoglio takes a single the other way. It hits into the second baseman's glove. Riggio to first, two outs. and Reyes moving to third base. Two gone in the sixth, one run across. Threshers lead it 8-4 on the ground rule double by Felix Reyes. He is now on third base, eighth double of the year, and his fifth RBI of the game to set a new career high. Two outs to Jordan Disson. It's one right back up the middle, but it knocks off the pitcher. Underhand flip as Bustamante picks it up, and he gets it in time to first base as Disson hit a stroke of bad luck. A well-hit baseball just right into Alex Bustamante, and that is how the sixth inning will end. But the Clearwater Threshers get themselves another run. One run coming across on one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We head into the bottom of the sixth inning, 8-4 Threshers as they lead the Tarpons on the Threshers Broadcast Network. One to Taylor Aguilar, and the bat goes farther than the ball, and he'll get some pine tar with the bat almost taking out Dalrio Reyes to lead off the sixth inning. It's an 0-2 count to Aguilar, who will get some pine tar and rub it on his tan bat. Quickly, he's back and ready, and now the count is 0-2 on Aguilar, who is 0-2 on the day. 8-4, Threshers lead, 8-5 in terms of hits. And a 0-2 count to Taylor Aguilar. O2 pitch well outside, and Wilkinson wasting a slider there to make it 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Danny deals. Curveball, it back up the middle over the glove of Wilkinson. Settles into the mid of Rincon on a bounce, fires to first, and that's the first out of the sixth inning. Brian Rincon with a great play up the middle, not distracted by the lunging Wilkinson. And a great fielding play once again by the Threshers shortstop. 8-4 the score, one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Dalrio Reyes coming up to the plate 0-2 on the day. First pitch, breaking ball, missing low, and it's a 1-0 count on the slider from Wilkinson. Arias struck out looking his last at-bat, also grounded out unassisted to Chad Castillo back in the third inning. He now faces the 1-0. Curveball over the heart of the plate, and it's 1-1, and Wilkinson has that curve working as well as ever. Been such a useful pitch for him. as it has led him to be the leading strikeout reliever in the league. This one slowly rolled to second base. Bergoglio scoops it, flings it to first base, two outs in the sixth. Now the leadoff man coming back up for the Threshers, or for the Tarpons, excuse me. Rock Riggio, 0-for-2 on the day. Walked and scored in the third. Drove in a run on a ground out in the fourth. He is 0-for-2. Did get his first career RBI in single A after the RBI in the fourth inning. 0-1, breaking ball, missing outside. Now it's 1-1. Struck out on three pitches back in the first inning. Until the fourth, he only had straight-up counts. Struck out on three pitches in the first, walked on four in the third. This one dribbled up the middle. Bergoglio unable to backhand it, and leaks out into center field. Hache picks it up. He'll send it to second base as Rock Riggio has his first hit in his debut game with the Tarpons here in the sixth inning. Starting off in the complex league. As Riggio, the highest drafted representative of the Yankees in the 2023 draft class here in Tampa. Two outs and one on. Kiko Romero up at the plate, 0-for-3 in his Tarpons debut. A strikeout and two flyouts. First pitch, fastball upstairs. Disson holds the throw to first as the count is 1-0. He's been pretty aggressive on those back pick attempts behind the plate. Going towards first. Riggio inching towards second base. Wilkinson deals. One other pitch. Curveball on the high part of the strike zone. Count 1-1. Two outs. One runner on. The Threshers had a run in the top of the sixth, so they lead it 8-4. Tampa, all three of their runs in the third, then one in the fourth for their score tally so far. 1-1. Breaking ball over the heart of the plate. 1-2. Back-to-back flyouts to Pache in center for Romero. And now he faces a two-strike count for the third time in his four at-bats. Wilkinson deals. Curveball just missing outside. 2-2. Didn't miss by much. And Danny can absolutely paint with that bender. Two balls and two strikes. Riggio slowly inching off first, but he hadn't really threatened to go to second yet. 2-2. Hit high and foul down the left field side. We'll do it again. Wilkinson looking to extend his scoreless streak as the breaking ball misses away. 3-2. So now Riggio will head to second as Romero has worked the count full. 5-0 record for Danny, 4.63 ERA, has dropped down about two full points during his scoreless streaks. 17 2/3 innings without allowing a run since the start of July. Now the payoff pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Beautifully placed fastball, fooling Romero, and Danny Wilkinson punches out the final batter in the sixth to end the sixth inning. One runner is stranded on a hit for the Tarpons, and through six, the Threshers lead Tampa 8-4.
need to turn your attention, please. Now pitching for your Tampa Titans, the right-hander, number 7, Matt G. This pitching change is presented by WFLA New Channel 8. The team at New Channel 8 is on your side with Tampa Bay's best local news and with watching New Channel 8 is always a full run.
Vyers leading off for the third time here in the seventh inning. And he takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Both times he has reached base have come when he has lead off and let off an inning. Let off the fifth with a single, let off the second with a walk, and ended up scoring. He takes the second pitch of the at-bat the other way, and it's foul, count even at 1-1. 2-14 hitter on the year is Vyers, 5 homers, 22 RBIs, with those two ribbies coming in his last contest against Lakeland. Now the 1-1. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. 15 doubles on the season. One of the leaders on the Threshers in that category. On base percentage at .314 with a walk and a single today. 2-1. High fly ball, foul again, 1-2-2 as that ball goes behind home plate. It'll be Vyers, Castillo, and Boyd to lead off the seventh inning. Threshers ahead 8-4 over the Tarpons. They have led the entirety of this ball game. Now it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Vyers takes the breaking ball, called strike 3 at the knees. And the new pitcher of the Tarpons has started off his night with a strikeout. A little bit late on the pickup of that, so I apologize. It's Matt Keating who has been pitching to Jordan Vyers this entire time. He starts off the day with his 69th strikeout of the season. 31st relief appearance for the Omaha native, drafted out of the U.S. University of South Carolina in the 9th round by the Yankees last year. First pitch to Castillo, cut on and missed as the breaking ball makes it outside for an 0-1 count. Just one inning in the Complex League last year for Keating. This year, he is 5-8 in 48 innings, 3.56 ERA, 25 walks, and now 69 strikeouts as Castillo swings and misses again to make it 0-2. 2 saves and 4 blown saves, though this is not an opportunity with the Tarpons trailing by 4. 241 batting average against this season for Keating with a whip of 146. 0-2 count to Castillo, 1 out in the 7th. The pitch, curveball, well outside. Now it's 1-2. Castillo awaits the 1-2. Hit in the air, out to left center field. High and deep. Morales on the track. At the wall, he makes a running catch. Wow. Absolute robbery there in left field by Kobe Morales as Castillo. A disappointing trot back to the dugout. Not too far off from extra bases. 8-4 the score still, 2 out in the 7th. Boyd takes one the other way, and it's a hard line drive that lands in the seats. 0-1 count to Boyd. 2 hits in his first 2 at-bats, 2 ground outs in his next 2. Now he has an 0-1 count. Average up to .273, on base percentage at .387 for Amarion. 0-1 fouled into the netting, count 0-2. Matt Keating has an 0-2 count to Boyd. 11 pitches so far, 8 for strikes. 0-2. Boyd fouls it away. Count is still 0-2. More stolen bases than strikeouts for Boyd, a guy with just a great barrel rate. Really adept at making solid contact. The power still working on. He is 5'11 with a frame around 200 pounds. Now the 0-2 pitch. Slapped high in the air down the right field side. Sprinting towards it is Martin. That ball is going to land in the bullpen of the Tarpons in foul territory, 0-2. So Boyd taking a long walk back to the plate. guy who was among the leaders in the Florida State League in a whole bunch of different categories. The fifth player to reach 60 runs on the season after scoring in the first. He has 61 now. Puts him at fifth in the Florida State League. Second in stolen bases with 47. And now he awaits the 0-2 from Keating. High chopper, foul down the third baseline. We will stay at 0-2. Third pitch in a row, fouled away by Amarion Boyd with two strikes. He had fouled off all five in this at-bat. Boyd, also one of the league leaders in on-base percentage, just outside the top 10. As he hits this one high and deep out to right center field. The center fielder going back as that one's going to hit off the wall. Boyd sprinting around second base. He'll head to third, sliding in head first with a triple. Look for a second like that ball was going to leave the yard. Tough play for Aguilar and Martin who were there. And Amarion Boyd as the Threshers' ninth hit of the day. Zeroing in after five foul balls to get a two-out triple in the seventh. So two gone in the top of the seventh inning. Christian Pache still looking for his first hit of his rehab assignment. And every at bat, that might be the end of his rehab stint, as it commonly happens that rehabbers don't last the full game if they come in the field. 1-0 the count now to Pache, who has struck out three times and reached on an error once. Keating. Deals. Pache lets the curve go in there for a called strike on the outside corner. 1-1 the count, an 8-4 the score, and the Threshers have a runner on third thanks to Amarion Boyd's third triple of the season. 1-1 now to Pache, and the pitch. Outside, 2-1. Two on the count, two outs, Boyd on third, 8-4 the lead for the Threshers. Keating sets from the belt, six on the pitch clock, he deals. Pache hits one on the ground to third, undercut the shortstop in Romero, long throw to first, gets Pache by a couple steps, and that ends the seventh inning. We will stretch it out as Amarion Boyd gets a two-run triple, but also gets stranded on third base. No runs in the seventh for the Threshers, but they lead it 8-4 heading into the stretch. Josh Bortka on for the Threshers here in the bottom of the seventh inning, facing 3, 4, and 5 of the Tarpons lineup. First pitch, a breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner to Omar Martinez, who is 0-for-1 on the day with two walks and a run scored. Reigning Florida State League Player of the Week now takes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Well, out in front of the curveball from Vortka, and it's 0-2. Vortka, no record on the season. An ERA of 3.12 in what is now his 13th relief appearance. 15 and two-thirds innings pitch, 5 hits, 16 walks, 23 strikeouts. Could be 24, as it's an 0-2 on Martinez. Breaking ball, gets away from Disson, but he keeps it in front of him. And the count now down to 1-2. Danny Wilkinson, 18 innings on his scoreless streak after going two shutout frames, a hit, two walks, and three strikeouts allowed. Ninth straight outing without a run for Danny. Now the 1-2. Hit on a line right to the second baseman. High hop to Bergoglio, takes his time before he flings it to first, and Castillo makes the grab for the first out in the inning. Good patience by Bergoglio. That one a tough hop, and he was able to get it at the apex of its flight. And that'll bring out Josh Moylan. So Martinez now 0-2. Moylan is 1-2. RBI single and a run scored in the third. Breaking ball on the outside corner, or inside corner, excuse me, called strike one. Moylan has reached all three times he has come to the plate, reaching on an error in the second, a single that scored a run in the third, and a walk in the fifth. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball bouncing inside, 1-1. Vortka, a four-pitch mix, slider, curve, and a fastball that can get up to 96 miles an hour for the 16th rounder out of Central Missouri by way of the State College Spikes in the New York Penn League, now the MLB Draft League. 1-2 the count, as it's just a habit, I say, Spikes with New York Penn League, as I used to work in that New York Penn League a while back. 1-2 the count to Moylan now, as the fastball reaches the outside corner. Josh will call a timeout and step back into the box. 1-2 the count, one out, 8-4 the lead for the Threshers. They have controlled the game throughout the entirety of it. Now the 1-2. High chopper past the pitcher. Charging is Bergoglio. He fields it. Quick throw to first. It's high, but Castillo able to stay on the base while making the catch for the second out of the seventh inning. A great play by Castillo to recover and by Bergoglio to even reach that ground. So once again, the best fielding team in the league. And that is the second out of the seventh inning. Garrett Martin coming up to the plate. An RBI double, but a 1-for-3 day. First pitch, swing and a miss. Slider on the outside corner, count 0-1. Pop out to the catcher in foul territory in the fifth inning. RBI double came in the third. Two of those three runs in the third inning came off of Martin's bat, then a double play in the second. 0-1. Swing and a miss again. Vortka goes back to the well with a second straight slider to start off Martin 0-2. He's looking nice and efficient so far. 10 pitches, 8 strikes for Josh Vortka. Now the 0-2 to Martin with two gone here in the seventh. The pitch. Slider again. This one misses low, and it is 1-2. Three straight sliders to Garrett Martin. And that may be the last slider that he sees. We'll see what Vortka does, as he now has the sign. Ball locked and loaded at the glove. Sent at the belt, the 1-2. Fastball, wave and a whiff, strike three. Josh Vortka gets a 1-2-3, very efficient seventh inning, punctuated with a swinging strikeout by Garrett Martin. The Threshers as a team have now struck out seven. And a 1-2-3 seventh inning brings us into the eighth. Threshers 8, Tarpons 4 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
And the second one, I'm going to walk the ball.
Leading off for Clearwater, the designated hitter, number 13, Justin Crawford.
3-4-5 up to start the eighth inning for the Threshers. Justin Crawford led off the sixth as well. Push bunt ground out to third. He'll try to make a different result. Starts off by swinging and fouling off a fastball by Matt Keating, going the other way with it. A little bit late on the heater, and it's 0-1. Nice day so far for Justin Crawford. He's 2-for-3 with two RBIs to bring his team-leading total to 56. It's one foul, bouncing it off the netting, and it's 0-2. Crawford, 2-for-3 on the day. RBI on a single and a walk. Two runs scored, two RBIs. The 0-2 now from Keating. The pitch. Tapped into the glove. No, it bounced out first. And it is still 0-2. So Crawford staying alive after chasing out a low grounder. And he'll get back in the box with an 0-2 count. Keating winds and deals. Crawford fouls it off again. Another breaking ball bouncing off the netting. Remaining 0-2 to Justin Crawford, 17th overall pick in last year's draft. First rounder out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. Finished the season this year in the top 5 in terms of baseball high school rankings. Fastball upstairs. First ball of the at-bat to Crawford as he keeps the bat on his shoulder. First time in the 5 pitches he's seen this at-bat that he has not fouled off a pitch. Now it's a 1-2 count as Keating sets at the belt. Crawford awaits the 1-2. Fastball right off the middle, bounces off the foot of Keating. He slides towards it, picks it up, but will not have a play at first base. Second single of the day, third hit for Justin Crawford. The leadoff man is on in the 8th inning as Crawford, third in the league with 38 stolen bases, may try to go for 39, maybe even 40. But the trainer will come out of the dugout for the Tampa Tarpons. Jordan Gostola coming out with the pitching coach Gerardo Casadiego to make sure that Keating is all right after taking the liner to the leg. Let's take a look at the Florida State League, beginning in Lakeland, where the Flying Tigers, who left the Threshers as the leaders in the West Division in the second half, trail 7-4 to Dunedin in the bottom of the 8th inning. Jose De La Cruz up at the plate, 2 outs and 0-1 on in the bottom of the 8th inning in Lakeland. The Bradenton Marauders lead the Mighty Muscle, so they're keeping pace with the Threshers, who share second place with Bradenton. 8-4 the score in the top of the 6th. Rinaldo Nolasco up with 2 on and 2 outs. Palm Beach routing St. Lucie, 15-1 Cardinals in the bottom of the 8th inning, in a battle of two of the teams named for their major league affiliates in the Florida State League. 1 on and 1 out for St. Lucie in the bottom of the 8th inning. And postponement due to wet grounds at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, Palm Beaches home ballpark. Jupiter Hammerheads and Daytona Tortugas is set for a Wednesday doubleheader at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. So Matt Keating will remain on the mound as Jordan Gostola and Gerardo Casadiego will come back to the dugout. Justin Crawford is on first base. Threshers lead 8-4, and Brian Rincon is up at the plate. Rincon hitting from the left side of the plate as a switch hitter. Crawford off to second. Pitch in there for a strike. Throw wide of the bag, and Crawford slides in safely with stolen base number 39. Almost too easy at this point for Justin Crawford. And it's an 0-1 count to Brian Rincon. Still looking for a hit to bring his hit streak up to 11, but his on-base streak is up to 12. 2 walks are reached on an error. He is 0-for-2 on the day. Does have an RBI and 2 runs scored, as well as a stolen base. So a very active day at the plate for Brian Rincon. Breaking ball drops out of the zone, and it's a 1-1 count. Crawford, by the way, 39 steals on the season. He has been caught 7 times. And may try and steal third to get 40. The shortstop, Ascanio, is holding Crawford on the second base bag. Keating, a quick look over at second. A second glance, 3 on the pitch clock, he deals the 1-1. Fastball on the outside corner, 1-2. So nobody out in the 8th inning. 4-run lead for the Threshers. 2 in the first 2 innings. Well, each of the first 2 innings. 3 in the 4th, and then another one in the 6th for Clearwater. 8-4 the score. 1-2. Rincon bounces one over to first. Gloved by Moylan. He'll sprint to the bag himself and beat Rincon there for the first out of the eighth inning. A productive three unassisted for Brian Rincon as Crawford scampers over to third base on the contact. Infield slightly drawing in for the Tampa Tarpons. And Felix Reyes coming up to the plate. Five RBIs, one of two Threshers to do that all season long. First pitch to Reyes. Did it hit him? It did not. As Reyes is keeping the bat in his hands and the gloves on. And I think that'll be a ball. It was definitely inside. It might have hit the bat. But Reyes stepping back in the batter's box. It did hit the bat, so it's 0-1. A homer and a double in his last two at-bats. Five RBIs as he slaps one into right field. Sprinting towards it and not going to get there is Martin. Crawford walks home and Felix Reyes is the first to drive in six runs in a game. 9-4 Threshers. Reyes responsible for two-thirds of that as Crawford scores from third base, his third one of the ball game, also ties the Threshers season high. Reyes is a triple shy of the cycle, and in all but one at-bat, he has driven in a run. Sack fly in the first, three-run homer in the third, a double in the sixth, and now the single here in the eighth. 9-4 the lead, Bergoglio at the plate, Reyes on first, and it's a called strike to Bergoglio as the fastball settles in letter high. Reyes, four steals in seven attempts this season. He's got a short lead off of first, but the Threshers have a five-run lead. 9-4 the score. Reyes, he's off for second. Great jump, and Bergoglio fouls this one down the third base line. It will reach the seats despite the chase by Romero. So the foul ball nullifies what was a great jump by Felix Reyes, and he'll jog back to first base with an 0-2 count on the left-handed hitting Bergoglio. Again, a short lead for Reyes. We'll see if he goes. He is checked back at first base. The throw in time to Moylan, but he was not on the first base bag. 0-2 the count to Bergoglio, who singled and walked in a 1-for-3 day. Reyes stays over at first. The breaking ball misses the plate wide. Count 1-2. One out here in the eighth inning. Two hits and a run already in the frame for the Clearwater Threshers. 11 hits to 6 in favor of Clearwater as well. One ball and two strikes to Bergoglio. Got a pitch. Fastball upstairs. 2-2. Good eye by Bergoglio, something that he just really, one of the many things he does well. Really good contact hitter, great patience at the plate, particularly for a guy who was 18 years old. Now it's a 2-2 to Bergoglio. Reyes off for second. Breaking ball low, called strike three. Reyes in at second base after the second out. Fifth stolen base of the season for Felix. Fourth strikeout of the season against William Bergoglio. In the game, that's the second for Matt Keating. So we're going down to 1-for-4. Reyes up to stolen base number 5. And there are two outs and the man on second for Jordan Disson. He's 0-for-4 on the day, struck out in the fourth inning. Fielder's choice, a ground out and a flyout in his other at-bats. Reyes has a big lead off of second with two outs as Disson lifts this into center field. Charging on it is Aguilar. He will get there, making the catch on the run for the final out in the eighth inning. But the Threshers get another insurance run in the eighth inning. Felix Reyes drives in his sixth run of the ball game. Crawford scoring from third base. One run for the Threshers, two hits, no errors, one man left. And we are through the top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth coming up, 9-4 Threshers on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please, now in the left field for the Clearwater Thrashers, number 4, Troy Shrimp. And now in the center field for the Clearwater Thrashers, number 23, Amari Ward.
First pitch of the eighth, a called strike to Brenny Ascanio. It'll be Ascanio, Morales, and Aguilar to lead off the eighth for the Tarpons. He fouls one off the end of his bat as Bortka makes it 0-2 on the breaking ball. A defensive change for the Threshers as Christian Pache's night is done. Amarion Boyd will move into center field as Troy Schreffler comes in to replace Pache. He will play in left. Viers stays in right field. So Schreffler in left, Boyd in center, and Pache's night over. 1-2 the count to Ascanio, 9-4 the lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bortka deals. Breaking ball, wave and a whiff, strike 3. That slider from Josh Bortka has been absolutely nasty tonight. He's used it to get back-to-back strikeouts for his 2 on the night. That'll bring up Kobe Morales, who has reached in his first 2 plate appearances, but struck out in the 5th. He's 1-for-2 on the day, walked and scored when he led off the 4th inning. He singled in the 2nd, though, and now awaits the first pitch from Bortka. Swing and a miss, going after the fastball, and that is an 0-1 count. Morales, left-handed hitter against the righty Bortka. The pitch holds up the swing as the breaking ball runs inside. It's a 1-1 count. 18th round pick by the Yankees out of Washington, playing his 5th career game for the Tarpons. A homer and 6 RBIs through his first 4 games, but 4-for-17 over that span. He is 1-for-2 tonight as he swings and bounces one towards second. Bergoglio waits on it, picks it up, and throws to first. Castillo makes the grab for the second out in the inning. Taylor Aguilar now coming up to the plate. 1-for-3 on the day with a double back in the 4th and a ground rule double. And that ended up giving an RBI to Mark Ligio back in the 4th inning. That was the last run that the Tarpons have scored. They now trail 9-4. There are 2 outs here in the bottom of the 8th inning, with the Threshers to send up 8-9-1 to start the 9th. First pitch from Bortka, hit on a line to Bergoglio. Picked up on a pair of hopped, bobbled, quickly picked up again, but he gets it to first in time as Taylor Aguilar grounds out on the first pitch he sees to end the 8th inning. 2 very efficient innings from Josh Bortka keep the Threshers out in front. They have trailed the entirety of the first 8 innings of this ballgame. Now head to the 9th. It's 9-4 Threshers on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Thank you, Doug Bar. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Now pitching for your Tampa Tarpons, the right-hander number 15, Octavio Rodriguez. And pitching change is presented by the Southwest Valley New Channel League. That team at New Channel League is on your side to be playing best local news and weather. Watching New Channel League is always a home run. Thank you.
A new pitcher on for the ninth inning for the Tampa Tarpons. OCL Rodriguez comes to the mound in relief of Matt Keating, who allowed a run in two innings of work. It's 9-4 Threshers, and Jordan Vyers fouls off the first pitch of the ninth to make it an 0-1 count. Two strikeouts on the day for Jordan, but he's 1-for-3, walked and scored, as well as a leadoff single. OCL Rodriguez, 21 years old, out of Ciego de Avila in Cuba, as he sends the slider outside to even the count at 1-1. Played across two levels, 16 total games, 5 of them for Tampa in the Florida State League. In his sixth game, he gets Vyers to pop it into left field. The third baseman unable to get there. Romero can't find the baseball, tracking backwards in what was a very difficult play. Left fielder and shortstop there with him. But it's not enough as Jordan Vyers leads off the ninth with a bloop single over the opposite way. Second hit of the day for Jordan. That ties a season high as Vyers starts to find his stroke of late. Really getting hot in these last couple of games. Went 2-for-6 and in two games against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Last week, he went 3-for-12 in three games, including a 2-for-4 Sunday. He is now 2-for-4 once again here on Tuesday against the Tarpons. Vyers, a leadoff of first base with Chad Castillo up at the plate against Rodriguez. He bends away from an inside fastball, and the count is 1-0. So Rodriguez in his sixth game has gone six innings in five appearances, four hits, five runs all earned, as Castillo bounces one foul down the right field line. 1-1 the count to Chad. Going up against a man with an ERA of 750, but an opponent batting average of 190 in the Florida State League. 11 relief appearances in the complex for Rodriguez, a 159 ERA, just 3 runs allowed in 17 innings, including a save in his only chance. He's now up in the Tampa with the Tampa Tarpons in the Florida State League. 1-1 to Castillo, count on and missed, and it's 1-2. Vyers has a short lead on first base. He has 4 steals in 6 attempts this year. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Nope, Castillo got a piece of it. Bounced down to the catcher's glove, and the count will stay at 1-2. So Castillo, 1-2, amidst the hecklers on the first base side. Jordan Vyers is on first base, where he shuffles towards second. 1-2 now to Castillo, and Rodriguez deals. Fastball missing outside, 2-2, as Rodriguez looked to lose control of that heater on the release point. Threshers have doubled up the Tarpons in terms of hits, 12 hits to Tampa's 6, a 9-4 lead here on the top of the ninth inning. 2-2 to Castillo, no outs and one on in the ninth. The pitch, breaking ball, just missing low, and it's 3-2. Good eye by Chad Castillo, and a really close pitch on the inside corner. The breaker from Rodriguez. Vyers likely to head to second on the pitch. Full count to Castillo, no one out. He's got a short lead off first, stays put. This one hit into the gap by Castillo. Sprinting towards it is Martin, he won't be able to get there. That ball's going to reach the wall as Castillo's headed for second. Vyers stops at third, and it's a stand-up double for Chad Castillo. His first hit of the day is the Threshers' 13th, and a single and a two-bagger put two on in the ninth inning for the Clearwater Threshers. First two have come to the plate. Amarion Boyd will now come to the plate, looking to make it 3 in a row. 3 hits could make it 10 runs for the Clearwater Threshers. And Boyd already has 3 today. Another hit would give him a new career high. He has 3 hits this game for the fourth time. Hard line drive right to the second baseman, though. And a nice play by Rock Riggio as Boyd lines out. So Boyd has tied his career high with 3 hits for the 5th time, 4th this season. But he lines out to second for the first out in the ninth inning. Infield remains in for the Tarpons, and Troy Schreffler will get his first cuts of the ball game. Three strikeouts for Pache in an 0-for-5 rehab stint, as Schreffler, checking in as the left fielder, with a .277 average, 3 homers, and 9 RBIs. Infield in for the Tarpons, first pitch, Schreffler goes across, and it's officially confirmed by the fist from Justin Hopkins. 0-1 the count to Schreffler, making his first appearance against the Tarpons, a team against which he made his debut for the Threshers and the Phillies system in August of last year. On this very field, he had a double off the wall in a game where the Threshers racked up 17 hits and won 9-1 over Tampa on August the 2nd. 0-2, breaking ball on the outside corner. Chad Castillo made his debut that game, as did Cade Fergus, now with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Caleb Ricketts, also now with the Blue Claws, debuted in that game as well. Great start to what has been a really good draft class from the Phillies. 0-2 fouled away by Schreffler. Keep it 0-2. Runners on second and third. So Viers, a big lead off second base. Castillo, a big lead off second base. Viers, a short lead off of third. 0-2. Fastball upstairs. Now it's 1-2. Good eye by Schreffler. 15th rounder out of Maryland in last year's draft. As the 2023 draft class, the Phillies, has already started to trickle in. Two 2023 draftees currently with the Threshers, Bryson Ware and Zach Arnold. Fastball upstairs again, 2-2 to Troy Schreffler. Speaking of the Florida Complex League, the FCL Phillies, 6-4 victors over the FCL Yankees over at the Carpenter Complex. So the Threshers looking to make it an even sweep, as they are well on their way to it. 9-4 with one out and two on in the ninth inning. 2-2. Schreffler takes it the other way, fouls it off the top of the netting behind home plate, and it's still 2-2. Castillo on second, Viers on third. 2-2 to Schreffler. High fly ball out to center field. Should be deep enough for Viers at third. He's ready to tag. The ball's caught by Aguilar. Viers sprinting towards home plate. The throw's cut off at the mound. And Jordan Viers stands up with run number 10 on the second sack fly of the game. RBI number 10 for Schreffler and run number 10 for the Threshers. 10 for the score. The Threshers now have runs in all but three innings of the ball game. That'll bring up Justin Crawford. Two outs to the infield to revert to normal depth. Chad Castillo on second base. And a nice-looking game by Justin Crawford, as Rachel Balkovic, as well as the athletic trainer Jordan Gostola, are rushing out from the Threshers' dugout to check on Taylor Aguilar over in center field. I'm not sure where the injury came from. And Aguilar looks like he's pointing at his left shin. Maybe some complications on that must have been his plant leg as he throws with his right hand. He's running around on it in center and appears all right. We'll take a look at the Phillies system. One postponement that came in New Hampshire. They will make up a doubleheader. The Reading Fightin' Phils playing the AA affiliate of the Blue Jays, New Hampshire Fisher Cats. That'll be postponed in a twin bill on Wednesday, August the 9th. Two DSL teams lost for the Phillies. Phillies White lost 2-1 to the Giants Black. Phillies Red 7-2 to the Pirates Gold over in Boca Chica in the Dominican Republic. The Complex League Phillies, 6-4 victors over the Complex League Yankees next door to Bay Cairn Ballpark. Now Justin Crawford, who began his career in the Complex, takes a first pitch, a breaking ball inside for a 1-0 count. 3-for-4 in his first time as the number 3 hitter. 3 runs scored, 2 RBIs, including a double in the fourth inning. Chance for another ribby with Castillo on second as Crawford swings and misses at a breaking ball, 1-1. In the full season levels for the Phillies, Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs leading the Rochester Red Wings in Rochester, 7-4. The Nats, AAA affiliate, have Carter Kieboom rehabbing, and he's currently up at the plate to lead off the eighth inning. 1-2 as the slider reaches the inside corner on Crawford. 1-2 the count. Jersey Shore Just got two runs in the top of the eighth inning. They leave the single-A affiliate, or the high-A affiliate of the Yankees, 5-3 in Hudson Valley against the Renegades, Cole Ayers, who began the season in Tampa, pitching against former Thresher Leandro Pineda. 5-3 lead for the Blue Claws in the top of the eighth inning. Now the 1-2. Crawford swings and misses, and that is the final out of the ninth inning. So Crawford down on strikes for the first time, but the Threshers still get a run in the ninth inning. One run coming home on two hits, no errors, one man left, and the Threshers crack double digits. 10-4 the score. Bottom of the ninth coming up. We'll get a new pitcher out of the Threshers bullpen. John Henriquez on for the ninth in the Threshers. Dowie Arias rolls one to first base on the first pitch he throws. Castillo picks it up and tags the bag. One pitch, one out in the ninth inning for Henriquez. It's 9-1 and 2 for the Tarpons. 10-4 the lead for the Threshers. And Clearwater already one out closer to the end of this ballgame. That'll bring up Rocky Ruggiero, who led off the ballgame. Is 1-4-3. A single in his last at-bat, a walk and a run in the third, and an RBI in the fourth inning. As he swings and fouls off the first pitch he sees from Henriquez, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball that makes it an 0-1 count. Henriquez has been one of the most reliable relievers in the Florida State League this season. A large margin of victories with the league lead in wins at 13-1. Breaking ball, missing outside to Riggio, and the count is 1-1. Henriquez has not allowed a run in each of his last two starts, four consecutive scoreless innings, now 4 1/3 after getting the first out. 2-1 the count now to Riggio as the breaking ball misses outside. Four-pitch mix for John. Four-seamer, chain, slider, and a cutter. That fastball can get up to 95. There is the fastball, and it is going to be 3-1 as it misses inside to Riggio. 13-1. League leader in victories on the year for Henriquez. Usually been in a late inning guy, but he pitches just about anywhere and does it very well, and that is ball four. Another fastball misses to Riggio. He has walked twice in today's contest and is the first base runner of the ninth inning for the Tampa Tarpons. So Riggio on first. He's got some speed, and now Kiko Romero up at the plate. Could be the last batter if the Tarpons roll into another double play. They have done that once already today. Bergoglio and Rincon pinched for double play depth. High fly ball out to left field. Schreffler will get his first action in the field, sprinting towards the line, making the catch with plenty of room in fair territory for the second out of the inning. So both outs in the ninth have come on the first pitch for the Tarpons. So two quick ones for Henriquez, aside from the walk, but he's now down to the potential final batter. The active home run leader in the Florida State League, Omar Martinez, is up to the plate. One on and two outs. Martinez, 16 homers. He's also third in the league with 59 RBIs. First pitch taken high and foul to the left side of home plate. Count is 0-1. 10-4 the score. Threshers out hitting the Tarpons, 13-6. Three errors for Tampa, one for the Threshers. Henriquez looking to make it five scoreless innings. They 0-1, popped up. He now will reach the seats behind home plate. And now Martinez and the Tarpons down to their final strike. The Threshers don't look like they'll gain much ground in terms of placement, but they should. They won't gain any ground. Lakeland coming back from behind and taking a 9-7 win over Dunedin. Bradenton, it has a big lead as well in the top of the eighth inning. 1-2 the count as the breaking ball misses outside to Omar Martinez. So Lakeland down 7-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning, turns around and wins 9-7. Against the Blue Jays at home. Now the 1-2, fastball outside, 2-2. Henriquez trying to close Martinez out, but the count now even at 2-2. Riggio on first, 10-4 the lead for the Threshers. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Martinez, last chance for Tampa. 2-2, fastball just missing the outside corner, and it's 3-2. You can tell that Henriquez and Disson really wanted that K pitch, but we'll go to a full count. Riggio not being held on second base, so he will likely head for the Keystone sack. Here's the payoff pitch. Riggio goes. Martinez waves and whiffs to end the ball game. John Henriquez climbing the ladder with the fastball to finish off a scoreless ninth inning and seal the win for the Threshers. 10-4, the final score as the Clearwater Threshers move one win closer to 70. 68-34 is their record on the season. 10-4 is the victory here tonight. 11-8 is their record against Tampa. They've won 5 of 7 games here at Steinbrenner Field. Danny Wilkinson earns the win for the Clearwater Threshers. It is his 6th of the season. 2 shutout innings and 3 strikeouts for him. No save as the Threshers won by 6. Justin Lang gets the loss for Tampa. Felix Reyes sets the Threshers' new single-game mark with 6 RBIs in a game. 3-for-4, a 3-run shot, and 6 ribbies for Felix Reyes. Brian Rincon scored 2 runs and drove in 1 with 2 walks. Justin Crawford went 3-for-5, 3 runs and 2 RBIs, a nice game for him as well. And Amarion Boyd was scored twice, 3-for-6 from the leadoff spot for the Threshers. Jordan Viers also went 2-for-4, got a couple of runs across in the 10-4 victory for the Clearwater Threshers. 13 hits, 6 for the Tarpons, 13 for the Clearwater Threshers, and let's show you how it happened. Marion Boyd led off the game with a single up the middle off Tarpon starter Justin Lang. He stole second and moved to third on a balk before Justin Crawford drove him in on an RBI single to open the scoring. Crawford moved to third on an error by Tampa shortstop Brenny Escanio and scored on a sacrifice fly to left by Felix Reyes. That made it 2-0 Threshers. Jordan Viers drew a leadoff walk and moved to second on a single by Boyd in the second inning. Christian Pache reached on a fielder's choice and a second error by Escanio to load the bases. Lang walked Crawford and Brian Rincon in back-to-back at-bats to double the Threshers' lead to 4-0. Tampa added 3 runs in the third on an RBI single by Josh Moylan and a 2-run double by Garrett Martin. Crawford started a 2-out rally in the fourth with a double and moved to third on an error by Tampa first baseman Moylan. That allowed Brian Rincon to reach. Felix Reyes made the Tarpons pay with an opposite field 3-run home run that extended Clearwater's lead to 7-3. A walk and a double in the home half of the fourth helped the Tarpons plate another run, cutting the Threshers' advantage to 7-4. Rincon reached on a 1-out walk in the sixth and stole second base during Reyes' at-bat. Reyes then hit a ground rule double to left off of Tarpon's reliever Alex Bustamante to plate Rincon and bring the Threshers' advantage back to 4 at 8-4. Crawford led off the 8th with a single that deflected off the leg of Tarpon's reliever Matt Keating. He stole second and moved to 3rd on a groundout. Reyes looped a single into right to score Crawford and extend the Threshers' lead to 9-4. Byers led off the 9th with a single off Tarpon's reliever Ociel Rodriguez and moved to 3rd on a double by Chad Castillo. Byers scored on a sacrifice fly from Troy Schreffler to bring the Threshers into double digits with a 10-4 lead. That is where the score would say as John Henriquez struck out the final batter to seal the 10-4 victory for the Clearwater Threshers. Giuseppe Velasquez allowed 4 runs on 5 hits with 3 walks and 3 strikeouts without a precision in 4 frames. Danny Wilkinson tossed 2 shutout frames with 1 hit and 2 runs and 2 walks allowed to earn his 5th victory of the season. Also, he struck out 3. Josh Bortka struck out 2 in 2 scoreless and hitless innings. The other 4 outs, all grounders to second base. John Henriquez finished off the ball game with a scoreless 9th, allowing 1 walk and striking out 1 batter. Felix Reyes sets a new career high with 6 RBIs, the Threshers' single-season mark, and a 10-4 win for the Clearwater Threshers. That's going to do it for tonight's post-game show. With the Phillies currently going bottom of the 6th inning, they lead the Nationals 4-2. And they already won game number 1 of their doubleheader by an 8-4 score. Zach Wheeler getting the victory in that one. The rest of those scores are on MLB.com. And the rest of the tickets for the Threshers regular season and playoff games are on ThreshersBaseball.com/tickets. Visit our website there for more information on playoff tickets and to get tickets to the last 12 home contests the Threshers have in the regular season. The first half champs are primed for a playoff run, so join the Threshers and become a part of the playoff action. That's going to do it for tonight's game, though. My name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for listening to the Threshers Broadcast Network as the Threshers get their 11th win of the season over Tampa with a 10-4 victory. They come back tomorrow, another 6:30 start, 6:15 on the pregame show before Thursday's doubleheader. It's 6:30 first pitch tomorrow. Threshers look for their second straight win. Thank you all for tuning in to today's broadcast. Once again, my name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of everyone here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, we hope you enjoy your fantastic Tuesday.